Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're tonight's entertainment.
Take me to the volcano!
It's really called this. You have to ask for the vinegar with the mother in it.
Oh, come on.
Quickly. I need... No.
Seriously.
Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. I don't know. I don't know if we'll have enough time.
But everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
Welcome to Ready to Unload with Cal and Stampede, New York Sports Talk Podcast Night. Coming to you live from Blue Haven in New York City on the corner of Houston and Thompson. It is Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. It's time for Ready to Unload with Cal Stampede. Talking New York Sports Night, Cal. It's not that big a deal, okay? Let's not get crazy about it. Except, it's NFL Draft-a-Palooza Gansathon Festigate. It's exciting. We're here live at Blue Haven. There's going to be a crowd. There's going to be... Get Steph. Get those guys. He's, of course. What else would he be doing? Steph's a big guy, Cal. You'll see.
I've seen him.
Welcome to the program, Cal. Welcome back to Blue Haven.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Yes. You are minus one gallbladder.
That's right.
Last time you were here, you had a gallbladder. Now not so much.
Right. And then the last time you did the show here, I had just... had it removed.
That's correct.
Which is why I wasn't here.
You were a little lighter.
Without the gallbladder, but I'm here tonight. And
you're looking very well. You're not peaked anymore.
No, I should hope not.
You're looking very peaked.
I know. Thank you. It's a big night.
It's a big night. You're wearing your tails. You look nice.
Yeah. Look around.
You're all dressed. I put on a sweater.
I know. You dressed up for me.
I dressed up nice. Somebody was saying to me, oh, you're doing the show live tonight. Are you going to wear like a jersey or something? No. No.
You've only been looking forward to this since December.
I know.
Like every day.
I literally had this Thursday circled on the calendar for 4 months. Like when they lost the game to the Chargers, like the second to last game of the season, I'm like, we're doing a live show Thursday the 25th. So we are live here at Blue Haven in New York City. If you are out there listening, please come down, have a beer. There's a bunch of guys, Cal, watching the draft.
Yes.
Did you see me talking to that guy?
I did.
He's a big Falcons fan.
Okay.
They're going to be watching the draft. He said maybe 10, 15 guys coming down. The Rangers are playing right now with a chance to get into the NHL playoffs.
The Brooklyn Nets are in the playoffs. Right.
And the draft is happening. There's a ton of sports. How are you?
I'm good.
Great.
I'm good.
Great. Nikki, hi. Great. We should acknowledge the sound man.
Well, you should more than acknowledge him. That's...
What did you have in mind?
Well, we didn't. I think
you're buying me nachos. Does that count?
Yes.
Nice.
Nachos, nice.
He's in full control of what we say. He can shut this down.
He just did it.
Wow.
He just did it. I don't like when he wields this much power.
Bring him in.
You're ugly with power, by the way.
Thank you.
Very ugly.
Just with power.
We're going to give you this music.
That's the PJ music.
You're getting the PJ.
He gives me the PJ music.
He's getting different music.
What's he get?
I don't know yet. It's going to be an on-the-fly production, I think.
Really?
He's getting the different music.
I know that he's actually helping me.
Not.
That's exactly my jam. Just underrated.
You say the hill's too steep to climb. Backslash Roger Waters. Our sound guy, you know, here's the other thing, Brian. He runs his studio. He has his own studio.
You can tell.
We're always talking about his folk group, but he runs his own studio.
Let's go there next time.
Let's go there.
You guys want to come up? Let's do that.
Do you have beers tonight?
We could.
All right.
Sure. What do you like?
Jay Mafari. Is it here? So nice. He's going to do the program.
Oh, Mafari.
He's so nice. Everybody that's listening that's never met you envisions you with a huge mustache.
Yes.
Like just a really
yes,
lecherous, nasty business mustache.
And what little hair that I have, I grease it up nice.
To one side.
Nice. Sure.
And you have the guinea tea on and you're the full monster.
I sweat olive oil, you bet.
You bet.
Sure.
Jay, thank you once again for doing the sound for us.
My pleasure, boys.
An exciting night for us. They're bringing in the NFL draft. We're watching this. They're bringing these guys on stage like it's a lineup, like the prom. Yeah. So Jay's going to be doing sound for us. He has a studio called the Wind Up Shop. It's the Wind. It's W T H E W I N D dash U P shop.com.
You know, I spent about a half an hour trying to figure out whether or not I should use the hyphen in the web address. And I finally decided to just do it. I mean, just do it.
The hyphen is there. He has all your sound recording needs. And all your supernatural elimination needs as well.
Sure.
And then, of course, there's this guy. He's been training for this. Ken been picked up the newspaper on the way over here. Just have to be put enough. Let's bring him in. This game is long shot. Jay, thank you for hanging out with us tonight. We have no PJ, so we needed somebody to come in on the pop culture tip. Give us, who knows sports way better than PJ, let's be honest.
And I'm a good eater.
You are a very solid eater.
Much like the top five picks in tonight's draft.
That's right. You are a very solid eater. You have not missed
a meal? No, I haven't missed a meal in some time, actually.
Now, we also, our buddy Jess, Josh, thanks guys for coming down. Steph's out there. What's the new guy's name? Dan, that's right. He's wearing a Tebow jersey.
In
Delicato. Yeah, in Delicato. That sounds like Latin, like from Willy Wonka. You lose. You get nothing. It's all right here on this photostatic copy. Et pluribus unum delicatum.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera. Thank you, Jack. Guys, thanks for coming down. Hopefully more people coming down. If you want to watch the draft, come in the back room. Cal, real quickly, before we get into the actual draft talk, we're just going to be and we're going to be joined by Joe Caparoso later. As
turn
well.
On the Jets. From
TurnOnTheJets.com. He's going to call us. He's at some big fancy shindig. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
the shindig.
He's important.
He is.
He has become very important over the last 6 months.
He is, as they say, muy importante. I don't say that.
No.
No. Not since Mr. Giannini's Spanish class in seventh grade. You remember we had to watch El Norte?
I was not in that class.
No. You
no. I do remember that, getting the permission slip because it was... Yeah.
So look, we're going to talk about the draft for the next hour and a half, 2 hours, however long it takes. Those of you in Blue Haven, you're out there. Come on back if you want. And of course, thank you to everybody. Dearman's here, by the way. We're going to get Dearman back on the microphone. We haven't talked to him in a couple of weeks. He's one of the owners of Blue Haven. Huge thanks to them again for sponsoring the show, for having us. Now it's morning radio. Now Jay's doing the sound effects for morning radio.
It's a sports bar for grown-ups. What do you want?
He's got a kazoo. Ooga!
Now let's go to Jess with traffic. Jess, wacky Jess. What's going on out there on the 101?
So before we get into the draft, Cal, I have to do this. Now you. Let's go Islanders.
That's universal. Everybody knows that.
The New York Islanders have made the playoffs for the first time in 214 years. It's been a while.
It's just a little bit. We just want to talk about them for
We have to talk about them for a minute. For a second. It's been three. We've been doing the podcast for 3 years. This is episode number 137.
Right.
Never have they sniffed the playoffs.
No. No, you could double the amount of years we've done the podcast. But still
they still haven't been in the playoffs.
Right.
They're in the playoffs. They clinched the other night. They're playing right now. How nice is it to be relaxed watching this draft?
Oh, well, since I haven't been relaxed for the last 2 weeks,
yeah,
neither of you, every game has just been gut-wrenching. So it's nice to take a couple of games off. I don't think we've ever done in a positive sense.
That's right.
You know, at least in 7 years.
And the clinching game was a great example of how far this team has come. They were thoroughly outplayed. They did not play well. And yet they stuck with it. They managed to get a point. They came back from one goal deficits three times, could have easily folded up the 10th. Carolina was playing very hungry that night.
Carolina's a good team.
And they want to keep the Islanders out, obviously. To come back and have Tavares get that goal late was huge. And I just want to say the other element of this is we're going.
Three.
We're going to game three of the NHL playoffs for the New York Islanders.
It can go to a game three, right?
It can go to a game three. We are guaranteed to be at that game. I was thinking about this. I was talking about this with Scott and you. We're going with my brother, the Islander fan, by the way. The one and only, the biggest. I have been to two playoff games in all of sports in my life. Because when you root for the Mets, Jets, Islanders, and Knicks, and basketball's really at the end of that.
You don't really have many opportunities to go back.
I've only been to one basketball game in my life.
It wasn't a playoff
game. And it was not a playoff game. Decidedly not. By the way, those gentlemen are huge live.
What, basketball players?
They're tall. I was taken aback. I did basketball in college at Dayton whenever I did play-by-play. Big difference. Go to the Garden City and NBA team.
They're just kids.
Yeah.
They grow up. Those big kids grow up.
I did do that one game with D'Antonio Winfield.
Yeah.
From Cincinnati. And I did a game with Anfernee Hardaway.
Penny?
Before he was Penny.
Before
he was still Anfernee.
You wouldn't have happened to coin the name Penny, would you?
That was me.
Oh.
Wow.
That was me.
Sorry.
I even came up with the whole Nike campaign.
Oh, with
the
little Penny?
That's
yeah.
right. That was all me.
Brilliant.
That was all you?
Well, it was at the University of Dayton on a 7-watt AM channel, so nobody really heard it. I think it was 7 watts. Might have been 8. I used to do basketball games in college. I would do the play-by-play or whatever. And literally, I would get back to the campus, and they were like, yeah, we couldn't hear it. We couldn't pick up AM 530. And I'm like, I was next door. I was 8 feet away from you. Jay is making a sound gesture. And being a roadie right now, thanks. Did you just tie the scarves back to my microphone stand?
He's doing it for the good of the show, though.
I'm actually taking phone numbers for you, too, from girls in the front row.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Oh, no. My wife is here. She just raised her hand. Catherine.
Jay's lovely wife, Catherine, is here. And, she's not demanding panties, Tom with Tom Jones style. Tom Jones? No.
Tom Jones, yes.
I almost went
through
the other guy.
Tom Bosley?
Correct.
Tom Bosley almost never threw his panties at the
almost
audience.
Never got panties.
Almost.
Right.
Almost never.
So I have been to exactly 2 playoff sporting events in my life.
Isn't that hard to believe?
2. That's it. Jets. I had season tickets for the Jets for 19 years. They made the playoffs twice in that time.
It was the wrong 19
or they,
years.
They had 2 home games in that time. One was Jacksonville in the divisional round in 98. And I was on tour with the show. Didn't go.
Not this show.
Not this show.
This show is not on tour.
I was on with the road company of Ready to Unload with Cal and Sammy. It's funny. Cal was actually the guy from Happy Day.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Which one? Ted McGinley?
No. Then we would have jumped the shark.
All right. We wouldn't be here right now.
If Ted McGinley was on. Did you see Ted McGinley was on
Mad
Men?
On Mad Men, yeah. On the Mad Men, yeah.
And there was a lot of... Ted McGinley was on last week.
I know.
And there was a lot of consternation that like, oh, great job, guys. You've killed the show. He was good, though.
I thought he was very good. So, yeah, 2 playoff games ever.
2 playoff games ever. So I went to the 41-0 against the Colts.
So they won both of them.
And my other one... No, I didn't go to the 98 game.
Oh, you were...
The only other game... JoJo is here. JoJo, good to see you, baby.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for coming out. Our buddy Joe is here. He's good people. That's absolutely. He comes in, insults people, starts insulting us. He's a good guy. He's a true Italian. Like, that's it. Just walks in the room. Hey, what are you doing here? Who let you in? Who died and made you boss? Suddenly he's Dom Irera when he walks in. Who died? Who do you think you are?
What was the other playoff game you went to?
The 2006 Game 7 of the NLCS. For the Mets. Otherwise known as the longest night of my life. Yeah. Not good times. That's it. You ever been to a playoff game?
Quite a few.
Islanders?
Yes.
Mets?
Yes.
What Met game?
I was at all of them in 2000.
Ever?
No.
Oh.
I was at all of them.
World Series included?
Yeah, one. I was in one World Series game.
Were you at the Robin Ventura in 99, the walk-off Grand Slam?
No, not in 99.
Grand Slam single,
no.
I should say.
No.
Were you at
the Todd Pratt game?
The Todd Pratt game?
I was at the Benny Agbayani game.
Wow. I'm not sure Benny Agbayani remembers he was at the Benny Agbayani game.
I was at the game in 2006 when Sean Green threw two guys out at the plate on the same play.
On the same play. That was the first game against the Dodgers.
Yeah, I've been pretty fortunate with my playoff experiences.
John Main started that game.
Yes, he did. Game one. Playoffs.
And Paul LaDuca, everybody's favorite Italian catcher, okay? Had a little problem with the ponies. That's not his fault. He made that play, yeah. I think it was Kent and...
I don't know.
Drew. J.D. Drew.
J.D. Drew. Right.
The headiest baseball player ever, J.D. Drew.
Well, look.
Good job out there, J.D.
Great
to pay attention.
So the point is, we're going to the Islander game next week. It's a playoff game. It's playoff hockey for the Islanders for the first time in 6 years. Couldn't be more excited.
Yeah.
And they actually have a chance to maybe do something this year.
They do have a legitimate chance. This team believes it's playing as good as anybody in the NHL right now. And you know what? Honestly, the last month, Cal, has just been so enjoyable for an Islander fan to see the 5-year rebuild finally come to fruition. We should say, too, the Rangers are up 2-0 in their game in Carolina. They can clinch with a win.
A win will clinch it for them, yes.
Yeah. So the Rangers would be in as well. Hey, our buddy Craig's here. All right. Everybody's favorite Chicago Bears fan. Hey, Craig, did you bicycle over?
I did.
You took your bike?
Okay.
All right. Good for you.
Down Wabash.
Listen. How many players the Bears going to draft tonight?
33
Bears. All right. They may take Ditka. Why not? Draft him again. They're going to draft Jim McMahon, Ditka, Singletary. I don't care. And Gale Sayers. The Bears are going to have a hell of a draft. Craig, thanks for coming down, brother. We'll get you on that microphone. Don't you worry. You rock the microphone. You're a little like a DJ, but not at all.
Do you guys feel, I'm just curious, as Islanders fans, do you feel this is what's happening is bringing sort of, you know, closure or things full circle? Because pretty soon, your beloved team is going to be in your backyard. They're going to be in Brooklyn. How does this sort of magical run resonate with you in terms of, you know, closing a chapter and opening a new one in terms of the franchise?
It's a huge chapter that they're closing because they were so successful on the island.
30 years ago,
but still.
No, they were.
But you can't take away from the fact that they were one of the best teams in hockey ever. That run from 80 to 83. You know?
Yeah, 19 straight playoff series.
But I think...
A record that'll probably never be broken.
Nope.
I think part of what's happening this year, though, is the fact that they've got it settled now that they are moving to Brooklyn. And I think that cloud has kind of been lifted because there was so much uncertainty the last few years that they couldn't quite get over that hump. You know, they were developing their players and they were getting better, but they needed that last piece. They knew their future was in Brooklyn. They didn't know where their future was, and I think that helped a lot.
Yeah, and that's going to make the symbolic moment of the season is when they signed Lubomir Vyshnovsky to an extension. So here's a guy who didn't want to report, who didn't even want to come here. And then he gets here. He likes it so much. The team has a direction. They are actually going to Brooklyn. There is certainty within the franchise that he signs an extension to stay here. That tells you that good things are going on. that the franchise is moving in the right direction, and they get rewarded for this rebuild, finally.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Please.
Does their move to Brooklyn mean that you are going to grow mustaches and make your own pickles?
Yes.
I think that was bound to happen anyway.
Very good.
Yeah. That question took me aback. I was taken aback by that question for about 30 tenths of a second. I'm like, oh, yeah, no brainer.
I started riding my bike again.
Oh, okay.
I haven't done that in years, so.
Are you using the bike lane, though? I think that's what.
Yeah, it's a Schwinn.
Right. Can you get an ironic hockey stick? Is there a way to do that? Like some sort of, can I be hipsterish? What, Joey, why are you pointing at the pizza on the TV screen?
I have something that bothers me, and I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's fine. We're just doing a show. Okay.
I want to hear it.
Get him a microphone, quick. Do it sweet.
No, I don't need a mic, but the Papa John's commercial,
yeah.
Papa John gets on there, it says, at the end, nobody does what Papa John's does.
Right.
And every time I see it, all I think is,
everybody
does exactly what Papa John's. Where's the...
Better than Papa John's.
I love that, Mark. When they pitched him, they said, let's do this. You make pizza that tastes pretty much like everybody else's pizza. But at the end, we'll say, nobody does what you do. Perfect. I love it. Book it. How much?
That's great.
So that's what I had to say. I'm going to go find a beer now.
Not only does everybody do what you do, everybody does it
a little bit better.
Yeah, by a lot. Now, Papa John's inexcusable. Unacceptable.
No.
We've been down this road.
Yeah, if you're 8 minutes out of college, it's unacceptable. Joey, though, this does bring up my favorite WFAN commercial of all time. Cal knows it. Cars for Kids.
Why?
Because we've had the long-standing.
Why would you put that in my ears? Why would you put that in my brain?
Under agreement that the guy sounds so much like Johnny Cash that whatever the pitch meeting was, it was like, okay, we have this singer, take a listen to this, and the guy sounds just like Johnny Cash. And they're pitching it to the guy, and he's like, that guy, have to have that guy. And they're like, yeah, but he sounds a lot, I mean, does Johnny Cash have anything to do with donating cars for kids? I don't care, I want him, it's going to be Johnny Cash. Look, it really has nothing, it doesn't matter. I want Johnny Cash. I have got to have him. And therefore, the most insidious melody of all time on the radio is in your head.
1-877 cars for kids.
KAIS.
Right. Oh, it's a huge scam. Huge scam. I think somehow Johnny Cash is collecting on it. It may be Johnny Cash. It may have been Johnny Cash before he died.
Yeah, I'll do a cars for kids commercial.
Oh, cars for kids.
1-877
cars for kids.
This guy sounds just like Johnny Cash, sir. We can't. I don't care. Get him. I need the Johnny Cash guy. That's gonna make people donate their crappy cars.
Well, it's made people remember that commercial forever.
Yeah.
That's a step.
I'm gonna need to rinse my ears out with Scope.
All right, listen.
We're about 7 minutes from the draft here.
I wanted to tell you that we're 7 minutes from the draft.
Hot action.
And I have to take your temperature.
Okay.
All right? 7 minutes from the draft.
Yeah.
I know who you want.
Yeah.
I've known who you wanted all day.
Yeah.
I've been very concerned for you.
It's gotten awkward.
Because not only do you want him, it seems like the entire world now wants him.
Yep.
Like they've been listening for you.
Yeah. Here's the thing about the draft. And we've done, this is our third NFL draft show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we did 2010, 2011, 2012. This is our fourth, I think. Anyway, we love the NFL draft. Love. I start looking at film of these guys in, like, December, January. I look at my first mock draft in, like, December.
Well, we've talked about this, but anything you can draft.
Anything I can draft.
Doesn't matter.
I want to get involved with. Maybe later we'll do a draft of something.
Pastas.
Pastas, whatever it is. We've done the pasta, have we not?
Yeah, we've done pizza. We've done bagel, bread.
I'm trading up for the Fusilli, I'm just saying.
The Fusilli, Jerry?
I'm trading up. Right. It holds the sauce. It holds the sauce a lot better than
trading
any of the
macaroni. Trading up for the four for the Fusilli. We have a trade. So we love the draft. Anything you can draft is a good time. And the NFL draft, I've been watching it for, 10, 12 years before it was in prime time. We've been watching it. And now it's become a cottage industry all to itself. It's on Thursday night in prime time. It's magnificent. The Jets, of course, are the kings of the draft, whether you're laughing at them or here's, how this works for me. every jet draft goes the same way.
Right.
I get my hopes set on a guy. They take somebody I didn't have my hopes set on. I'm immediately infuriated.
Infuriated, but like really angry. Like you might flip the microphone over.
I may walk out of the podcast.
So now you pace for a little bit.
I may need a minute.
You know, you're grabbing your head. You're breathing deep.
Cal's seen this movie before. He's seen it for 15 years.
And then what happens is you start to calm down. You start to come to your senses.
And then
you start talking yourself into the guy.
Like, that's exactly it.
Maybe this guy's not so bad.
Then I begin to justify the pick immediately. Oh, it's a 5-minute cool down. I'm so mad. Period.
But now you're not. But you're not all in. You're kind of like weighing everything. Maybe it's not so bad. Maybe it's not. And
you've effectively cycled through the seven stages of grief.
It's the seven stages
in,
of draft.
In like 19 seconds. That's
the
impressive.
Seven stages of jet draft grief.
It usually takes maybe a half an hour. But at the end of that 30 minutes, he loves the pick
and
will defend it to anybody.
I've talked you into the pick.
And you oftentimes have talked
to
everybody else.
I've talked at least five people into the Jets pick. I've convinced them that Jeff Lagerman is going to be a seven-time All-Pro. I have you convinced.
I'm telling you, Blair Thomas.
Kyle Brady is perfect for this offense. He's perfect. Franken Brady. What could go wrong?
You've never seen anything like Vernon Golston.
This is how the draft works for me. It's a half an hour of absolute mad fury at the Jets. And then by the end of it, I will have you believing that Johnny Lamb Jones is going to the Hall of Fame.
And if you think we're exaggerating, check back in an hour. I guarantee it.
Last year with Copel, we were on the air. We were doing the show live. And the Jets take Copel. And I'm like, I can't believe this. I can't believe they passed. 20 minutes later, I'm like, I'm telling you guys, he's a specimen. Jess, I sold you at work the next day. I told you.
All right.
He's JPP, part two. I'm telling you. My voice is way up there. Way up there.
You're excited. Two picks in the first round. You're animated.
It's draftmas.
It is draftmas. I saw somebody else use that term today, too.
We've been using that for a long time. We've been using it for fantasy, though.
Right.
But Mary draftmas to you.
Oh, thank you.
Jay, do you have a rooting... Why am I Ed Burns tonight? Where
I don't know.
Wait, which Ed Burns?
Wow. Brothers McMullen, part two.
The only one.
The Revenge. Why?
Is that Ed Kookie Burns?
Electric Boogaloo, right? I love that one.
Excellent.
That was the most anticipated sequel since Tin Machine 2 on the Move, man. I love that stuff. That
See, good. This is why Linder will always just slide like a glove into the podcast, because maybe 3 years ago we did an entire show about anything being part two is Electric Boogaloo.
Yes.
Immediately.
It has to be.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but if it's part two, it's Electric Boogaloo.
But that's a great question, Jay. Do you have an affiliation to a team?
I'm Big Blue all the way. I'm a Giants fan.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew
Giants.
Oh, you did?
I did.
All right.
And yet you invited me to the show.
I did.
That's fine.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm a Giants fan, and truth be told, Fearless is my jam and not the Notorious. Sorry.
Just, wow. You know. Them fighting words.
No, it's the truth.
All right.
If you say it enough and you believe it, it's the truth.
Look, there's no way he never listens to the show.
No, never.
Except,
I mean, we all know he never comes down for it. So
except every week. He listens every week. There's going to be trouble.
You guys are getting to
a very sumo area, though. Like, when the head-to-head happens, there's going to be two big men going at it.
Oh, yeah. No, win or lose, I'm gonna eat my ass off. I'm okay
with
that.
Here's the problem. A, it should be an eat-off.
Oh, no, he's going down.
No, yeah,
he's
should be,
he's
you
going
guys
down.
Should eat off.
He's
and
going
B,
explain what you just ate.
He moves like an offensive, he does, he moves like a guard. Like, he's really big.
Yeah.
But if he, you know, he pulls on a sweep, he is just, he's very quick.
And he's dirty.
And he's filthy.
Yeah, he's probably going to win.
He fights like Jay Mafali. He fights like those guys from Connecticut. All right, we're 2 minutes. Outside of the draft here, right? We're 2 minutes away from breaking down.
Nope.
We have a number of good affiliations here, by the way. There's
we're
more
well
guys coming back.
Yep.
Some Jet fans coming back. Joey's a big Giant fan. Jeff's a big Giant fan. Josh, he bleeds with me. Don't you dare. We've been to games together. All right? We've bled together.
So
Josh is a big Giant Jet fan. Jay Mafali doesn't care for the sport ball.
I don't believe that.
What game are we talking about?
Yeah.
He's too busy eating right now.
The nachos are delicious, boys. Thank you very much for them. They're really great.
Can't talk. Nachos nice. Can't talk.
So are you guys, maybe I'm sort of going to an area that's off limits here for RTU, but do you want to at least project with less than 2 minutes to go who you think the Jets are taking at 9-13?
Let's do that. So I've been on the Tavon Austin. This is if they keep the two picks with
versus the trade. We're assuming no trade.
Don't think they'll do. I want Tavon Austin at the 9. I want Chance Warmack at the 13. I will settle for any combination thereof. And be ecstatic. And away we go.
And what are the chances of the Jets doing something outrageously dumb and taking a quarterback about 20 picks too early?
Not as good as they were before John Itzik was hired.
And fair. Not as good as everyone wants them to be.
Yes, that's the other thing. Not as good.
People want a train wreck. Is that the idea? I mean,
oh, absolutely. And they look at the Jets as providing that train wreck. They're just expecting it.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, but we're agreed. It's not going to happen. I mean, Sanchez has one more year, right? They're gonna. It's not a strong quarterback draft.
He's cost prohibitive to cut. You might as well keep him on the team. You still have to pay him $8 million. If you cut him, you have to pay him like 12. So there's no point in cutting him.
So they'll hold on to him. They'll take him. So Cal, who do you think they're gonna take with those two picks?
I don't know. I really don't know who they're gonna pick. I know who I don't want. I don't want a quarterback that high. I don't want a cornerback. Which is another popular idea that they're looking to replace Revis.
This draft intro on ESPN is upsetting. I don't think we're the target demo.
No. Then again, you know, I'm not even the target demo for that Jägermeister commercial, so I'm not sure what's going on anymore. I'm not a rodeo clown.
When did we outgrow Jaeger?
I don't know.
I know a rodeo clown.
Oh, and our latest member is the rodeo clown. I said radio clown. I'm the radio clown.
You're the radio.
The rodeo clown. But Cal, what's your take on Tavon though? Do you think like taking this explosive playmaker could do a bunch of different things?
Is he
worthwhile?
Well, if he's available at 9, I think you'd have to take him unless someone blows you away with a trade.
I totally agree. And my thinking with Tavon, Jay, is this: the Jets, you know, they're going to take a outside pass rusher. They need this. They need that. The Jets have not had a playmaker that can score from anywhere on the field in years. And last year, they had the worst set of skill position players in the league by far and away. I mean, you can blame Mark Sanchez all you want, and it's easy to. He has not been good. He has regressed. But you can't surround him with Marty Gilliard getting meaningful snaps and that set of skill position players.
So,
and expect the guy to be good.
Appreciating that, though, Itzik has gone on record as saying, we're going to take the best player available at our position.
Yeah.
So if that means not someone who's going to touch the ball, or how do you guys feel about that? Are you okay with that? If they wind up taking, you know, a defensive lineman, if they wind up going for someone in the secondary, is that cool?
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with the outside linebacker. I do admit that is a need. But there's no greater need on this team than playmakers. None. Because you know what? You don't win game 7-6 anymore. Okay? And they do not have a player on that team that can take the ball to the house anytime he touches the ball. And it's, you know, if you're going to give Sanchez one more year and you're going to bring in Marty Morningwig and you're going to do this sort of offense, and then at least give the guy a fighting chance. At least give him a chance. At least give him Santonio Holmes, Curley, Tavon Austin, Stephen Hill. Draft a tight end that will start immediately over Jeff Cumberland. Draft a guard that you can plug and play with, and give the and then trade your fifth round pick for Chris Ivory, and then away you go. And at least he has a chance.
Cal, what about you? Are you okay with the idea that they, with their two picks, they could take someone who's not going to touch the ball every?
Yeah, I'm absolutely okay with it. Because in my mind, they have too many needs. They have too many holes that they need to fill. And I think that this is a draft that's deep in talent. Not necessarily deep in starters, in superstar players, deep in talent, and this is the year that they need to fill a lot of spots. Next year
is when they can go for it.
The class is projected to be much better.
Yep.
The team is not projected to do this that well this year, so they'll have a high pick next year. I think if they're looking for a quarterback, they're going to look next year.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree, and I don't have a problem with them taking a quarterback maybe in the later rounds. And look, my love affair with Zach Dysart from Miami is well documented. It's gotten awkward. I won't say restraining order, but it's out there. Okay? His people are avoiding me. They're not taking my calls.
He's politely asked you to stop.
That's right.
He's very nice about it.
He's
a very polite kid. Very nice about it.
But I do like Zach Dysart. But and here we go.
Here we go.
All right. So Commissioner Goodell, who really, really covering himself in glory the last few years with his decisions, is at the podium. People are watching the draft here at Blue Haven. It's really a cool scene, Cal. This is it. And, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs are on the clock with the first pick. And Commissioner Goodell is probably saying something about, I was not reactionary at all. We're protecting the players while he has his fingers crossed behind his back. And he's a bad lawyer, Cal.
You know, he is.
He's not a good lawyer.
It's amazing when you look at the crowd at Radio City Music Center, which is where the
Music Hall.
Oh, they're not at the center tonight?
Not at the center.
Oh, I thought they were. Okay.
Radio City Music Center is in where? That's in Poughkeepsie. Nice. Lovely.
Right next to the Audubon Ballroom. It's right there.
But it really is amazing that, like, every team is represented in the audience.
And
there.
Represented well.
Yeah.
So Commissioner Goodell is about to put the first pick on the. Hey, boys. Merry Draftmas. All right? Here's hoping, you know, they bring you something nice.
God bless us, each and every one.
All right, so
except the Jaguars.
Commissioner Goodell is on.
Why not the Jaguars?
I'm not a huge. Here comes a Jet fan. Excellent. Good. We're looking out for you. Now, Cal,
well, no,
supposedly this pick is done, right?
Yeah. Well, all along they thought it was going to be Jockel.
Right.
The tackle.
Oh, look at who it is. Yeah. There he is, Broadway Joe. I want to kiss you. Joe.
Joe Namath and Phil Sims.
Joe Namath and Phil Sims come out here, and Joe looks like he's making an ass of himself. Not unusual.
He'll make you forget about the Tet Offensive, though.
He will make you that. There you go. Another Mad Men reference we got doing.
Is he shrinking?
Joe Namath is somehow now 5'6".
He looks a lot smaller than
I don't know
what.
Joey, is it me or is it Namath? Is Namath like starting to look like that older uncle that you don't invite to Thanksgiving dinner anymore? Yeah. Yeah. Joe looks a little. Hey, he won the most important game in the history of the NFL. Nobody can tell me different. Sorry. That's right. So Joe Namath and Phil Sims go up there. We know that this is Fisher, right?
That was the word late in the day, was that it became Eric Fisher, tackle out of Central Michigan. But it had been Jockel all along.
Right.
So it might have changed.
And Fisher was coming on because allegedly they just felt he was a more versatile athlete. Is that why?
Yeah.
No, honestly, I think
that's exactly right.
Look, everybody makes fun of the Jets for being awful at drafting and having an awful plan and this, that, and the other thing. I was talking about this earlier. Some of the guys at Workout. How about the Kansas City Chiefs? Joe Kapp talked about this. They have a perfectly good starting left tackle who is expensive, yes. Okay, they traded for the quarterback. They traded for
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith, thank you. They traded for Alex Smith, so they have a stopgap quarterback at best. And now they're looking to trade that perfectly good offensive tackle to draft another one when they have the number one overall pick.
Well, I think they have the misfortune of having the number one pick this year because they would trade that pick any other year.
Absolutely. But why not take the quarterback?
What quarterback?
Why not take Geno Smith here?
For the number one overall pick?
Cal,
that's
crazy. But Cal, you don't. Left tackle is not a position of need.
Well, the bigger,
or take the defensive tackle then. Take Sharif. Well,
the bigger question is why a lot of folks also thought that the Chiefs were going to engineer a trade, and that didn't, well, as far as we know, that hasn't happened.
But they can't. So they're on the clock. They have about 8:45 left here with the first pick. All I'm saying is this. With the cap structure for rookies in place now, you don't have to worry about it's not as big a mistake if you draft a quarterback and it doesn't work out.
Well,
you're committed to Smith for the next 5 years. Which you can't be. Draft a quarterback here. Draft Geno Smith. I mean.
Well, I think we can all take some comfort in knowing that Dwayne Bowe is tweeting right now. So I personally think everything will be fine in KC.
What I was going to say is this. And this year they've announced that they're not going to tweet the picks out ahead of time.
Not going to tweet the picks out. That's right. Which that was a big thing, Jack. Linder, that was a huge thing.
Our buddy was calling that 3 years ago.
When we did this show 3 years ago, we weren't on Blog Talk Radio yet. We had just started the podcast, and we did like a live draft show. And it was the first year it was in prime time. And Dr. Eray Stats, you know, let's give a little shout out.
Pour one out for him.
Yep, let's pour a little out for Dr. Eray Stats. Please don't pour stuff on the equipment. It's very expensive. I know Jay's eating nachos, but he's not that distracted.
I'm busy over here making sure you sound beautiful.
See, I said all sorts of curses there, by the way.
Listen. My grandmother Antoinette would have your head if she heard me say that.
Grandmother Antoinette would be very upset with me.
She would not enjoy this at all.
So, Dr. Eray Stat, we're watching the draft, and they have the guys in the green room already that are going to be drafted. they're showing them on the phone with the teams and stuff. Right. They're ruining all the suspense of the draft.
And then they're tweeting it like a full
that was
2 minutes
before Twitter, though.
Before Twitter, right?
And Dr. Iri Stadtsetzer says this is ridiculous. They're killing any suspense they could possibly have. And last year they stopped doing it.
This year?
No, last year. They stopped showing them in the green room.
Right, and this year they stopped.
This year they stopped with the Twitter.
I don't know, when I was growing up, I could divide my friends into two groups: those that like to be surprised on Christmas morning, and those that looked under the parents' bed for the Millennium Falcon. So,
those who looked under the bed for the Millennium Falcon, shame on you.
Yeah, I mean, I looked under the bed, but I found other things under the bed.
I want you to know.
A whole other therapy session. That's fun.
That the Millennium Falcon was actually delivered to my house. In its actual box, not a brown box, and my mother was so upset that they came to the door, and I answered the door before Christmas, and I saw that it was the Millennium Falcon.
You know, I heard it outran one of those big Carillion destroyers to get to your house.
Not
it did. How fast?
Five parsecs past the.
Not the bulky cruise ships, mind you.
All right. The upsetting thing is she wouldn't let me play with it until after Christmas.
She's fast enough for you, old man.
All right,
my Falcon was very fast. Go on.
They get 10 minutes between picks, right?
They do.
Why? You have now had 5 months.
You're about to go Andy Rooney on me, though.
I'm not going to go Andy.
You're about to go Andy Rooney right now.
I'm going to remain calm, but...
Let me ask you why.
Why does it take the full 10 minutes? I get that maybe...
If you've been planning this for 5 months, why do you need the full 10 minutes?
I get that they may be trying to make a trade.
Here's another thing that drives me nuts.
Why does this happen?
On draft day, guys are tweeting out where they're going. I don't understand the Twitter. I totally agree.
We're 5 minutes in now.
Let's go. Chiefs. That's what Cal was just saying. It was his exact point. Yeah, I know. Joey never pays attention to the actual show that's going on.
Just me.
You know what? 5 months of prep. We've already talked to his agents. We have a deal in place. You know what? I'm getting cold feet.
They've talked to both guys.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous.
If this is really going to take another 5 minutes, then I want to just reintroduce something that you guys were just talking about. Steve, how serious are you? How sincere are you right now in talking about how Kansas City should actually draft a quarterback with the number one overall pick?
All I was saying was,
they
have a left tackle already. They're treating this left tackle shabbily because he's expensive, so they're trying to trade him. Whether it's a quarterback, a defensive tackle, I don't care who you take. Don't take another left tackle when you have one that's perfectly good who's protecting a quarterback
because
who's not.
You're making these comments, and I have to say, the ESPN cameras are flashing on Gruden, who's getting red in the face.
Why does he look
and
like he's
Geno
going to
Smith.
Keep someone? I don't understand it. He's very angry.
Probably for the same reason as me. My point is simply... You don't understand the draft. You're blowing into it. Okay? you have a right tackle. That's a line from a Woody Allen movie. Kath is looking at me like I said something filthy. It's a line from a Woody Allen movie. About Woody Allen playing the cello.
I was a very promising cellist.
I was very promising cellist. He had no concept of the instrument. He was blowing into it.
But the other best players available, allegedly, are other linemen. So, I mean, you know... And if they don't have a need at guard,
take a defensive tackle here. Take Sharif Floyd here. Do you have a problem with that? Take Dean Milner here. I don't care. Just don't take another left tackle when you have a perfectly good one on your roster. And you have a million holes to fill. A million holes.
You're right.
That just doesn't make sense to me.
Do you guys think that Sharif Floyd actually could theoretically jump all the way up to number one?
I don't think he will.
I don't think so.
Your point is solid. I know what you're saying.
Right. And maybe Geno Smith's a bad example because they did trade for Alex Smith. I mean, and there is a much better quarterback class. I mean, it's the same argument that they're making for the Jets, right?
Right.
They're making the argument for the Jets that, look, you have Sanchez there. Deal with it one more year. You're going to suck. You're going to have a higher pick next year, probably even higher because you're going to go 0-174, because they're going to add games. Because you're not just going to go 0-16. You're going to be the worst team in the history of the NFL. Making the Tampa Bay Bucks look like, the Green Bay Packers from 62. So, and there are better quarterbacks coming out next year. There's the Bridgewaters and the Johnny Footballs and the...
Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel, who still sounds like an old-time football player to me.
Here comes Manziel around end. It's a flip to Johnny Manziel. He's going to score.
He played for the Providence Steamrollers, right?
He did play for the He played for the Dubuque Barnstormers. Here comes Manziel around end. He's going to score. It's a pitch to Manziel. That's his fourth score of the game, Cal. Look out, ladies. He's single.
He's a total newsreel player. He really is.
Did you slip into Squiggy?
Like,
this is what happens when Kansas City takes 10 minutes to make their selection.
Again, 9 minutes.
I slip into Squiggy.
The pick is in.
The pick is in. Some guy with a walkie-talkie guy? Really? That we were doing that? What's up? We got some more guys joining us. What's up, guys? Redskins fan. Nice.
There's really a lot that goes into getting this pick
announced. I mean, really? 10 minutes? Really, Chiefs?
There's seven people that have to pass the information along to another.
They're sending it via carrier pigeon.
It's just like it's like the Olympic torch.
Right.
Someone carries it over
just
here.
Like they have Lenny Dawson bringing it over to,
They did that 1 year, right? They had old players of the
Cravette.
Team.
Cravette is doing the Jets' second-round pick.
Oh, okay. They don't do that for the first round.
Wesley Walker, I think, did Stephen Hill last year.
That's right.
I think. But I like the idea of the chain, like classic players in the chain.
Yeah. Just like from outside.
Like Daron Cherry is back there, and he's taking the paper from Dave Craig.
Christian Okoye is coming in.
Right.
He's just barreling through guys.
All right, here it is. The first pick in the 2013 NFL Draft. The Chiefs select Johnny Lamb Jones. All right, so it's Eric Fisher, the offensive tackle out of Central Michigan. That huge school. Big school, Central Michigan.
Couldn't be more anticlimactic at this point.
Could not be more anticlimactic.
Are those really Chiefs fans in Radio City? Or
yeah,
you think those are?
No.
Okay.
They're crazy pants.
Chiefs fans, they might paper the crowd.
This guy's putting a lavalier mic on that's taking a month and a half. Good job to get a sound.
I think he just got pinned. They're going to the prom.
Just continuing with Cal's prom theme.
That's what it seems like.
He just got a. It's probably like some button that means something, or for
the homecoming king.
Yeah. For like
hold on to the night.
Yeah.
Now here's
this is the time to remember is playing by Billy Joel.
Here's a good question.
He's the king.
Does the clock start running immediately after the pick?
Yeah, on the clock.
So Jacksonville now is
Jacksonville is on the clock with the second pick. So we have Eric Fisher, the offensive tackle from Central Michigan, going first overall.
I think Jay hit on it before. Why did the Chiefs take
Jay Eric hit Fisher? On him before?
He hit on the point. Why did they take him?
All right. Why did they
Why?
Take him?
He's
more
athletic.
Yeah.
Why do you think?
No, he's more athletic. I mean, his combine numbers were better.
Right.
No, you
he's
say
faster.
That, sir.
So.
He's more handsome.
What Steve said. That's fine.
Do you agree with the pick?
Do I agree with the pick?
Yes. Are you okay with
it's,
this?
It's, you know what? Honestly, it's Kansas City. It could be.
Look, we got a couple of minutes before Jacksonville, who could literally
It's like
go,
Czechoslovakia. We'll be in, we'll be out. I'm not worried about it.
It's like we're going into Wisconsin. I got my ass kicked in Wisconsin.
Honestly, anything dealing with the AFC West, I just sort of tune out.
Right. While we have a second, and Jacksonville's on the clock, they have about 6 minutes, 7 minutes left. Boy, that's an unfortunate hat on
Eric Fisher. It really is.
That's a bad job.
That really is. That's not good.
That's not a good hat. I said hat. I have a. Did I have my hat on? Not a hard on when I woke up. A hat on. Darn it! Yeah, sure I can.
I mean, honestly, I'm really not paying attention until the Raiders are on the clock with the third pick. Because,
just for fun.
Just
because
for, you
just want to
just
see what the Raiders
know.
Do.
You just know.
Which contradicts what you just said about the AFC West.
Yes.
Here's the thing, Jay. This is episode number 137.
Listen, I'm just here for quality control.
And the thing you can't escape is Cal listens.
He does.
Listens to
Very exacting personality, that
That's
Cal.
That's what they tell you.
Since I'm 8 years old with this guy,
listen.
He told the surgeon where to cut. No, you got to cut over there.
No.
I woke up out of the anesthesia. No.
Listen to me, doc.
You did it wrong.
In the pre-surgery consult, you said you were going to cut 4 inches from my left nipple.
I'm using the metric system right now. I don't
Rory's
know.
Rory's here. Rory, one of the owners here at Blue Haven. We are at Blue Haven. Let's mention it again.
The sports bar for grown-ups. We love
sports bar for grown-ups. You know what's great here? There's nobody playing Pong in the back.
That's because we're back here.
We are preventing the pong from happening.
There could be beer pong tournaments going on back here on other nights.
We are actually sitting directly in front of the dartboards.
Rory, what is that? Why is that fan from 1947?
You could stick your finger in there and get hurt.
Take a picture of that fan. That's magnificent. It's a vintage fan in the back of this thing.
Somebody call his insurance company.
This fan. 1952. I feel like we're doing the draft in 1950. Maybe Johnny Manziel will go.
That's an old Westinghouse 2000, I think.
Here we are at Blue Haven. We're here for the draft. Newsline. Somebody turn that fan on. It is a scorcher. I am exhausted and sweaty.
Kennedy's dead. The Beatles are big. Oh, sorry. Wrong decade.
So, who do you like for your Giants, for your G-men?
You know, a couple of guys have been tossed around on the defensive side of the ball. This sounds sort of anticlimactic to what's happening in the draft right now, but to me, the draft is just a distraction from are we or are we not going to give Victor Cruz the money? I almost, not to be insensitive, but appreciating that they're picking 19th, I almost don't care who to take. I want to know that they're going to settle things on the other side of the ball.
Gut feeling. Does he sign the tender and report?
He'll be in the Giant. I think they're going to lock him up. I think it's going to be fine.
Jeff, does Cruz sign?
Please say yes.
Yeah, he does, right? That's what Jason just said, too. $8-9 million. How long? 4 years, $8-9 million. You heard it from Jess Bellissimo, okay?
So what year does he hold out in those four?
When does he go for the holdout? Year two?
He's not as frequent as Revis. Probably every two.
Nobody's as frequent as Mevis. I mean, Revis. Oh, I did it again. See what I did?
You did do it.
Well, that's a great point. I mean, the Jets factored in a holdout clause to prevent him from holding out.
Yeah, they actually had to factor in a holdout clause for the guy. Like the Jets. They were like, you know what? We know you're going to do it. So let's just, but they screwed themselves, Cal. We talked about the Revis trade.
Talk about that right now.
They screwed themselves. They did, because they refused to put the franchise tag, the ability to franchise tag him, and if they had signed him for this year to the contract that he signed with the Tampa Bay Bucs, Cal, they'd be paying him $6 million more than the franchise tag.
Well, let's forget the fact that he wouldn't have signed that contract.
No,
here,
negatory.
Regardless of what he says.
Negatory, good buddy.
Sorry.
All right, so Jacksonville on the board here, where do they go? How much you bench?
Well, they like the offensive tackle.
What are the Nets doing? We got a Brooklyn Nets fan. Get that guy back in. Do they go offensive tackle? Look, they have the Blaine Gabbert solution.
I think they have the same situation as the Jets. They paid Gabbert a lot of money.
Yeah, but
you know, maybe they're holding out for Tebow.
Jacksonville is a complete mystery at this point. You don't know. They have a new GM there.
They could take anybody.
They could literally take anybody.
What about a local guy in Shreveport? I mean, maybe they go Floyd there.
They could, but they need help on that offensive line. I mean, Jokel is the pick here to me. If you're invested in Blaine Gabbert, which Dan's here, Dan, our buddy Dan, Danny Bacala's here, Dan, a K-5, it's nice to see you. You're looking nice. Hey, Dan, the Jets haven't screwed up the entire draft yet. Good. Yeah, no, they haven't gone yet. Our buddy Dan is here. We'll get him on the mic in a bit when the Jets are up. But they need to go offensive tackle because they've committed to Blaine Gabbert.
Well, if you want to go offensive tackle and you want to go best player on the board right now, it has to be Jokel.
Has to be Luke. Now the pick is in, so we're getting rumors. The pick is in, Dan. Hey, can we get Nello to just bring us up a card every time the pick is in? Yeah, sure. Dan, bring beers. Don't worry about it. Can we get Dan to bring us up a card? Like, it could just be blank.
So wait, help me out. Have they committed to Blaine, or did the current regime inherit Blaine?
They inherited him.
No, the new GM inherited him.
Right. So.
I mean, what are they going to do, take Geno Smith? My guy?
He's your guy. Well, that's a good question. Why wouldn't they take Geno Smith?
I don't know.
It's good enough for Kansas City. It's
you
good
tell me. I'm asking you.
Because you think they should.
I'm sitting here with you.
So every team that we're looking at here should take Geno Smith.
Yes.
Because they only quarterback.
According to Steve.
Right?
Okay, thanks. Way to completely negate me as any sort of person who's paid attention to the draft.
Does Geno Smith know this?
Geno Smith does not know this.
Is he sitting in the green room wondering? Why?
If, If Geno Smith knew that I was
listening to this, he might be listening right now.
He could be. All right, so the commissioner's at the podium, and the selection is in.
Jaguars have new uniforms.
New logo and everything.
Yeah, those new uniforms. I don't buy
the
uniforms.
That's a really catty-looking Jaguar. I don't mind.
Someone said they look like an arena.
And it's Jokel. Okay, so they take Luke Jokel. They go chalk. All right. They go with the chalk pick.
On the second pick of the draft.
They can.
You're going chalk already.
They're going chalk. They take Luke Jokel, the offensive tackle out of Texas A&M, of course. Really good player. Solid pick, safe pick.
I think Jokel and Fisher were interchangeable.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Have you told their mothers that? Because I bet you their mothers don't feel that way.
No, I'm sure.
My son, Luke, is better than any of those other offensive tackles. I'll tell you that much right now. Interchangeable.
So you can put the phone down for a minute?
He's talking. You know how much money he's about to make, Jay? Do you have any idea?
Who's he talking to?
His agent.
Who's he talking to?
His agent.
His agent already knows how much money he's
making.
That's
correct. And his agent's just telling him, you just made amount of money. A load amount of money. That's what you just made. A Haitian load of money.
All right, so we're moving on to the Raiders.
The Raiders are on the clock. Did anyone happen to see that little piece on the network that we won't name regarding
that should remain nameless.
Jamarcus Russell story comeback?
Is that on Lifetime?
Oh yeah, it was magnificent. Yeah. Here's the thing about Jamarcus. I got a big Raiders fan at work, Mike. It's great, and Pinheiro, like, you know, just every time a Jamarcus Russell story comes out, he's like, I tell you, you want him? You want him? Please? Can you take him?
He's in Jeff Garcia's camp.
He's in the camp
with
Sanchez.
He's lost 45 pounds.
With Sanchez.
With Sanchez?
Yeah, but Jay, he's lost 45 pounds from his belly to his ass. I mean, he's still like, he's still like pushing like 325.
Do you think Jeff Garcia is looking around that camp going like, what? What is this?
Jeff Garcia is running the quarterback island of Misfit Toys.
This is not exactly what I had in mind.
He's running a camp that is the island of Misfit Quarterbacks. You have like Sanchez over there like, who wants the Charlie in the ball? I'm just the quarterback. I can't throw anything but interceptions. I wish somebody would pick me.
Oh, look, here comes Ryan Fitzpatrick now.
He wants to be a dentist.
We've been waiting for
We're him. Just misfit quarterbacks. Here comes Ryan Fitzpatrick.
He's just in there shaking his head every time somebody walks through the door.
He's the cowboy who rides an ostrich. Who wants a quarterback? Who went to Harvard? We're all misfits.
Oh, Kevin Cobb.
What
have I done?
Jeff, Cobb's here. Yeah, no, Cobb just showed up. He's here. Yeah, no, Kevin Cobb wants to get into the camp, too.
Tell him I'm not here.
it's quite a camp you're running here, Jeff Garcia.
Tell him.
A camp. Hey,
at that point,
Jeff Garcia, Achilles Smith called. He was wondering if the camp is open to everybody.
At that point, I envision him like Mark Harmon in summer school.
Let's just all take a moment to comment on Mel Kiper's hair. Quick moment. Take it in.
What do you want to say? I mean, 25 years of greatness.
I don't.
Has he changed?
The dream has come true.
Catherine wants to know, wasn't he the eagle on the Muppets?
The great part about that is, Kath, he definitely is. And the other two guys are Statler and Waldorf, like around him. Like, I thought this was a draft. You took an offensive tackle? That's ridiculous!
I'll say he's offensive.
Cass, did the eagle speak? What was the voice of the eagle?
He was very stiff.
He was like
very stern.
Very American, right.
Conservative American eagle.
Yes.
Excellent. I'll say he's a quarterback. I want my quarterback.
So the Raiders.
What
do you think?
That was in honor of Chris Berman.
How many times do you think he's done that?
Right. Hey, can we get an over-under on how many? The Raiders. Berman has done at this point.
Can we get an over-under on how many months it's been since Berman left the whole Nutrisystem plan?
It's been a long time.
How long ago did that contract with Nutrisystem for the endorsement deal expire?
I don't know. At least 68 lasagnas ago.
And my brother just texted in. He's listening to the show live. Hey, Scott, let's go Islanders. Wow, I'm like Casey Kasem now. Now I'm doing shout-outs. This one goes out to Scott, who's listening in Wanta, New York. Hey, Scott, the Eagles' name was Sam.
Guys, do you see the Sam. What they're putting up right now for the Raiders in terms of who they selected, who the next player was?
I don't want to hear another thing about the Jets after seeing this.
I mean,
this is magnificent.
2004, they select Robert Gallery. The next player selected is Larry Fitzgerald.
Good job, right, everybody. There. Good job, guys. Everybody in the Raider camp just saw that. Did you see that graphic?
The year they took Jamarcus, the next player selected was Calvin Johnson, who Lane Kiffin allegedly lobbied Al Davis to pick.
It was the last, like, five Raider picks, and the player selected directly after was, like, C.J. Spiller, Calvin Johnson. Yeah.
They just made, like, the seriously, they made the Jets look like the 49ers.
I can't blame them anymore.
What's great about this is the Eagles are looking at this pick and they're thinking, we're going to get Barry Sanders.
Oh,
this is great. It doesn't matter who they pick.
That doesn't matter.
No, this is – Cal just made a great point. Like, I'm tired of hearing about the Jets draft when I see that logo. Hey, look, we talked about the idea that – you know, the same guy who's been running the Jets draft for 10 years is still running the draft.
He's hit on some, he's missed on some.
Exactly. And it's tough to hit on a bunch when you only have three picks.
Right.
So he drafted Revis, he drafted Copels, he drafted Wilkerson, he's drafted very good, solid players. Drafted Dustin Keller, who's a solid player for them for 3 years. He drafted Slauson, he drafted DeBrickashaw and Mangold. He's drafted solid players. That's not exonerating Bradway from the decisions he's made. He's made some bad ones. But if you only have three picks and you screw up two of them,
it's not a good percentage.
Not gonna look. And the third one is Sanchez. Not gonna look.
Who you traded up for?
Who you traded away your draft for? Exactly. Sorry. What's great right here, Dan? The Raiders could literally take anybody.
Who is answering the Raiders' phone right now? Who is that?
Who is that guy?
That's Abe Vigoda. What's going on?
That's Al Davis' father. It looks like.
Why is Fish working the phones for the Raiders? That guy.
Oh, good
family. Wow.
Family restaurant. Good food. That's quiet.
Tessio. Tessio is apparently working the phones for the Raiders.
He's on a rotary phone.
Mike, tell Lane Kiffin it was just business.
It was just
they're patching the call through.
Tell Lane it was never personal. It was always business.
But this is intriguing because, really, who are they going to pick?
Oh, and by the way, Cal, the Ranger game is 2-2.
Ooh.
Carolina's come back and tied that game.
Wow. And meanwhile, the Bucks are tied with the Heat.
The Knicks and the Bucks and the Hawks and the Heat. Yeah, the Raiders could literally draft anybody here.
It could be anybody. When you looked at the top 30 prospects, it could be any one of them.
And apparently, the guy on the phone for the Raiders is talking about
Whoa!
We have our
first
trade, everybody.
We have a big announcement. Our first trade, everyone.
Dan, take your pants down. First trade. And we talked about it. I thought that was... No?
The Raiders...
So angry at me right now.
I don't think that was... So angry.
The Raiders have dealt their pick, too.
The Raiders have dealt their pick to the Miami Dolphins. So the Miami Dolphins are on the clock. Now, do they get a fresh 10?
No.
I hope they don't.
No, they don't.
Do they get a fresh 10? They don't, right?
No.
And the pick is in. Now, the Dolphins are selecting 12th overall in the draft.
Well,
so
are they?
Well, we I don't know.
Are they?
I don't know.
We don't know. We don't know what the pick was for.
Right. So here we go. The Dolphins, Steph, finally. Mingy, my nudge. How much did you eat? Wow. You were like, Steph was like, what's his name? John Panette. You'll be here for an hour. You eat so much, you go home now.
I'm going to give you my expert analysis on this.
Okay, I did not see that coming.
I'm going to break this down for you.
You're going to bro this down for
yeah.
There's no, you don't realize there's no way this breakdown includes the Raiders getting the 12th pick back. There's just no way.
No. What I'm going to say is that Miami made this trade because they obviously liked somebody really good.
Or a lot.
They wanted somebody at the three. So they know exactly who they want.
They did. I can't believe this is very surprising.
But who could it be?
Who could it be now? Wow. Why don't I have that card? That's a terrible job.
I want to make sure I understand.
No PJ.
They traded up because there was someone they really coveted.
Yes, I think so.
I see.
I'm not sure.
All right, Commissioner Dell's coming to the podium. Okay, Dell. All right. Here he comes. All right. Dolphin selection. Here it is. Okay. Everybody loves the fish. All right.
Very good.
They do the right thing. Okay.
All right.
All right. Let's see what the pick is. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Deion Jordan, the outside linebacker from Oregon.
Wow.
Wow. I feel reach. Shocked. Hey, Cotton, I feel shocked.
Is that our first reach?
That is shocking. Is that our first reach? Can we get a collective reach? Oh, my.
Number three. Wow.
Oh, and somebody's crying. It's a very emotional day. Hey, guys, what do we got? Is that the girlfriend, the mom,
wait,
or the sister?
Should he be standing? Wow. Should he be standing under the Redskins logo as they're filming him? It's very confusing.
And he has a Redskins tie on. Very. He went bow tie, by the way. We have our first bow tie of the night.
Good job. Deion Jordan goes bow tie.
Apparently, he's going to read us the nightly news shortly after.
His table. They're all dressed like they're going to the Golden Globes. It's very fancy. I feel like underdressed.
I didn't know he was nominated even this year. He was really good on Homeland.
He was really
Homeland.
Good in that thing. He was great
on
in that thing.
On that thing, that show.
That
he
thing
was
on
awesome.
That show on the network. It was awesome.
Hey, look, Cal, Deion Jordan was a guy who was talked about for the Jets.
I mean, it's a good pick.
Slipping that far, it's a great pick. He's an athletic freak.
He's a solid player, and you can't fault them. It seems a little high. It seems weird that you trade up to get him.
We need to find out. We need to put our top people, or in Raiders of the Lost Ark, top
But
men.
There has been
on what the trade is. I want to know what the trade is.
There's been no announcement about what happened with Miami's 12th overall pick. What's going on there?
I would imagine they traded it.
Right. Scott, my brother, just texted in again with a great point. He said some mock had Deion Jordan going as high as 4 to the Raiders. So this is not a huge stretch in where he's taken. I think the trade-off by the Dolphins, who have been the champions of the offseason, by the way. But they won the AFC East, by the way. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, it's over. It's finished. They won the AFC East.
The other side of this statement is...
Yeah, congratulations.
The Raiders' willingness to trade this pick. So again, what did they get?
Well, I think
what'll it cost, man? What'll it cost?
Well, a lot of that probably has to do with the fact they didn't know who to pick. They saw that graphic come up on the screen before,
right.
And they said, wait a minute,
The Raiders were like, we're not screwing this up again.
Maybe it's
five straight years is enough.
Maybe it's better to not have a pick.
Exactly. Maybe you know what? We don't make a pick so
no,
much.
No, maybe we don't. Who needs these picks? They're overrated.
You know
Come
what's
on.
Interesting? If we don't make a pick, what could go wrong?
Could they trade all the way down so that they have the last seven picks of the draft?
Right, the last seven picks of the draft are just the Raiders.
Just Raiders. They're going to keep trading down.
It's feeding back in my cans a little bit. Let's bring in Jay Mafal.
Are we doing that?
No, Mafal.
I have no other way of telling him.
You got a little feedback,
do
you?
Do you have a chalkboard I can hold up for him? This is Cal brought. Did you bring the whiteboard?
Listen, you spent half your day texting. You couldn't send me a little text?
I'm texting now as we're doing the show. I can't send you a text.
I guess we're having problems.
That's better. The sound is magnificent.
Don't suck up now.
Cal just did indignant Francesa. It was really good.
Okay. Hey, the phones don't work. Okay.
Speaking of texting, we've been on the air for a little while now. We haven't spoken once about the social media crying game that is Manateo. What are we going to do? What's happening? Are the Ravens Are the Ravens going to take him with the last pick of the first round, as a lot of people have been saying?
Yeah, I've seen a number of mocks. He obviously helped himself a ton on his pro day, apparently. So, because he had an awful time at the combine. He obviously helped himself. Look, he's got to go to a very specialized team. I think the Ravens are a great fit for him because they will utilize him properly. They don't need him to come in and be Ray Lewis. They can utilize him in coverage. They can use him as a two-down guy. They can use him, on third downs. He's a very specialized player. I think he's got really good football instincts. I think that's clear. He plays with a super high motor. I think the comparison to Urlacher, like saying, there are the same questions about Urlacher coming out, other than the fake girlfriend, about Manti Te'o.
I think Urlacher was pretty much convinced that Jenny McCarthy did not have an Adam's apple.
Is there any chance
that was a safe bet?
Would the Giants?
You know something? I mean the Giants do have a reputation for taking on some troubled people and straightening them out. I mean, that's been the history of that franchise for, gosh, more than 20 years.
Lawrence Taylor wrote the book on troubled people.
Sure, sure. But, I mean, even taking people who are reclamation projects in that regard. Okay, here we go, guys. We're getting the breakdown of the trade.
Here's the trade. So the Dolphins get the third overall pick from the Raiders. The Raiders get the Dolphins 12, and then the 42nd, which would be...
the second round.
The Dolphins' second round.
The 10th pick of the second round. That's not a bad trade.
No, not at all.
And I'll tell you why. Because earlier we talked about the fact that it's a deep draft.
Yep. And the value supposedly is to be had in the second and third round. So the Raiders just – you know what? Raiders may have just made a smart move.
The Raiders are going to get the 12.
Wait, guys. If the Raiders get the 12, what are the chances that they could wind up taking Tavon Austin?
It's very, very possible. Unless somebody wants Austin and trades with the Raiders, and the Raiders trade down again and pick up more picks. I wouldn't put that out of the question. But now they've set themselves up very nicely. They've got the 12. They've got the 36 or 35, which is the third pick of the second round, and the 42. So you're going to get three top players now out of that.
Yeah, that's not a bad – that's a good trade.
It's a great trade. Well, great trade.
I'm just surprised that they got somebody to move up in this draft, like we into the top six pick.
The Dolphins really like DeAndre.
We did not hear a ton of interest about moving up into the top six picks of this, or the top four picks of this draft.
How much of that do you think is results in the smoke screens?
Is baloney?
Full malarkey. No, there's been a lot of things that go out in the media in the days leading up to the draft. This team wants this guy. This team wants this guy. How much of that do you think was that they were afraid that Jordan wasn't going to be around for them?
Look,
do you think they bought the smoke screens?
I think they did. There was more smoke this week for the draft than, you know, like Don Draper in a meeting room after a meeting with Lucky Strike. Like, the smoke screens were unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I'll give you an example. I don't think for a second that the Jets are interested in Ryan Nassib. I don't think for a second they're interested in him.
Do you think they bluff it and get the Bills to make a deal?
I think they are bluffing it to get the Bills to take him at ace, to make the – and they had him in for a visit, and they send Marty Morningwig to go watch him play. And I don't think they have any interest in drafting. That's how thick the smoke is.
I'll give you more smoke. I don't think the Bills are interested in it.
I agree.
So I think that it's like the double reverse smoke screen.
It is a double. They pulled a double secret probation.
Right. Wait. So the Jets think they're pulling a fast one, but the Bills are pulling a fast one on the Jets.
Mr. Blutowski. No grade point average. All classes incomplete. Any opportunity I get for that, I need to take it.
Cal, you honestly believe that the Bills are just not interested?
I don't think they are.
The Eagles are on the board, and they have their selection. Here we go. Eagles selection. Who you got, guys? Who do you think?
Donovan.
Shout
McNabb.
It out. Donovan McNabb. They took Lane Johnson, the offensive tackle out of Oklahoma. So three of the first four picks.
Offensive tackles.
The big ugly.
We got a lot of steak and eggs going on. I'm telling you,
we
man.
Do.
These guys
we
can
do.
Eat.
I'd like to welcome a buddy of mine. I haven't seen him in so long. Andrew Marcus here. Cal, you remember Andrew?
Sure.
Andrew called
welcome,
into
Andrew.
The show very early. What's the Rangers score? What's the Rangers score? Tied at 2-3 period? All right. Is Greshner playing?
Get the man a microphone.
But, of course. So he's a huge Rangers fan. Huge. Andrew and I went to college together years ago. We did those basketball games on the air for Dayton. We did those games. Andrew was a beautiful color man, magnificent. Actually, we had one of the funniest moments ever in the history, in my radio history. We had one of the funniest moments. I can tell you, do we have time for this story?
Well, you've got 7 minutes and 40 seconds.
All right,
seconds.
I got 7 minutes and 40 seconds. So we're doing play-by-play for the Dayton basketball team in college, right? And Andrew, my buddy Kevin, and I were like a team. We would rotate in. One guy would do production, and then the other two guys would do play-by-play in color. But an agreement was you had to do a women's game to get the good men's games. Like I was saying before, we did, you know, Memphis. We had, you know, Anthony Hardaway. We did Tom Thorne Wingfield. but you had to do a women's game. So I was acting as the producer. I was back in the studio, and my buddy Kevin and Andrew were doing play-by-play in color. And they had never done a women's basketball game before, and they had never seen women this tall in their lives. And this girl, who are you guys, who were we playing? No. This girl, no, it's a family program. This girl runs on the court, and my buddy K-Mac, while on the air doing play-by-play, goes, and whatever her name is, checks in, and she is huge. And I'm in the studio cracking up. He's like, I have never seen a woman this large in my life. She is a monstrosity. She's a delightful girl. He tagged it because Andrew couldn't even speak. He was laughing too hard. I'm back in the studio doing the board. I'm laughing too hard. And he tagged it with, she looks like a delightful girl. She is tall. We're talking tall. Never. You know what? If K-Mac calls in later, we have to bring it up to him.
I'll definitely bring that up.
What's up, Drew? I haven't seen you in like 10 years.
That's true. About 10 years, yeah. I've been roaming around.
Right.
Living in New York, living in Long Beach, survived the storm.
Yeah.
So now we're just here to watch this monumental New York Jets draft.
Right. And you're also watching, not the New York, don't do that. He's another Giant fan, by the way.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Actually, Andrew also has the lines on the clock. By the way, they have about 5 minutes left with pick number five. Andrew also lives in infamy in Dayton for getting me to curse on the air. Only time I've ever cursed.
On purpose? Were you intending to get him to curse?
He was the third part of the football.
In every sport.
I see. Okay.
He was the third part of the football. Not every sport.
That would be fun.
Oh, the Mets.
Metropolitan.
Yeah.
He was the third, so it was me, him, and K-Mac, and we used to do a weekly NFL show on Sunday.
Game day, before there was game
right. Right. That's where they got it from.
That's exactly. Where they got it. Again, in our 8-watt college radio station, they ripped off game day.
They did.
Groundbreaking new station.
So it was Jets-Giants, sophomore year. That was 93, 94.
Yeah.
Boomer playing in that game.
Yeah.
And we got so, him and Andrew and Kevin, Giants fans, me, the only Jet fan, I got so worked up. They got me so worked up that I went with the, look, if the Jets can't win this game, and the phone in the radio studio started ringing immediately, it was Tully.
They should have put you on Letterman.
It was Tully. And I got in a lot of trouble, a lot of trouble. Because there was that's right. Again, 8 watts. I don't think the FCC was really focused on WDCR. On Sunday mornings at 9:30.
8 watts and 8 people listening.
Right.
It's a watt per person.
Did you say Mets Giants?
Yeah, being a Mets fan is kind of like being married to an abusive husband. You hope it gets better, but it never gets better.
Mets Giants, that's such an interesting combination. That's like the song "The Dark End of the Street." That's like forbidden love. That's a crazy combination you have going on there.
Well, the original family was from the Bronx, and then we moved to the island.
I see.
I'm actually going out to now called Citi Field tomorrow.
Nice.
To see the Mets play the Phillies.
Yeah, first time this year.
Yeah.
And you're gonna get who's on the bump tomorrow night?
Tomorrow is.
What all-star pitcher are we throwing out there?
Who's left?
I was hoping we'd get the big guy, but he pitched on Wednesday.
He pitched
Dylan
on Wednesday.
G. Dylan G.
You get Dylan G tomorrow night, and then Markham goes Saturday.
Markham on Saturday, and he's on Sunday.
All right, who are the Lions taking here, guys? Anybody? Jeff, who do you like here for the Lions? Andrew, who do you like for the Lions here?
Well, it sounds like their needs are all over the place. So
you know what their needs are? Restraint. Can they draft common sense?
Are we still making the wide receiver jokes with them, or is that too late?
It's past.
I thought that
can we make the Matt? We can make the Matt Millen jokes forever.
I think that's timeless.
Yeah.
I think they got to go offensive line as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because they brought in some talent over the offseason, but they also need a lot of help on defense.
They took an offensive tackle last year, though, right? They took Riley Rafe last year. I could see going Sharif Floyd here.
Okay.
I could see that. You know, Namdi Khan, too, is a... He's an enigma. Because he's an incredibly talented player.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's clear. I remember that Jet game from 4 years ago. Now it's 3 years ago. Two seasons ago. And he was just dominant. I mean, he really was. But he got the stupid penalty on the... Yeah, he stepped on Sanchez. You know, like... If they could somehow draft intelligence,
he's gotten a few of those.
If he could somehow draft intelligence, all right, we have a pick. The Lions selection is in.
Who's it going to be?
Why do they have a legend with them?
Yeah, now why does Barry Sanders get to go up there?
Because he's the official Madden cover.
What's that? Madden cover?
Cover 25.
He was unbelievable in Madden. Oh, it was such a joy to play with. If you had any idea how to use the juke button, you were ecstatic.
Not as good as Bo Jackson in Tecmo
Look,
Bowl.
Look, Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl is the all-time. Barry Sanders is now announcing the selection and also saying, I retired
early. That's another ill-fitting bar mitzvah suit. What is going on?
Looks like a cardigan.
Why is Barry Sanders wearing a suit from his dress?
Listen, you can
or
go
from
out
his
there.
Bar mitzvah, apparently. I don't know.
You can announce the pick, but you have to look old.
Right. We don't want it to look at all like you could actually play right now. Yeah, and there it is. So they took Ziggy Ansah, they took the Diffie Ansah then. What?
The Jets picked ninth?
Correct.
At what point?
Do we panic?
Do we start? I mean, what is going on with Sharif Floyd?
That's what I'm going to. I was about to say that.
Wow.
I don't want to jinx anything, but seriously, what is happening?
Well, here's the question, Steve. We're at pick six now.
Yep.
So we're three away. If Floyd falls to nine.
You got it.
You take him.
Absolutely.
Right?
You trade that pick and turn it into a bountiful 20. Because everybody will trip to bountiful. You turn it into Geraldine Page. Is it trip to bountiful? Maybe. Sure. Old actress. You turn that into a bunch of picks, Cal, because everybody will want to dance with you.
I mean, it really does hinge on what Cleveland does here. If Cleveland does not take him.
I don't think they are.
And assuming that Buffalo, I mean, contrary to what Cal's saying, assuming Buffalo does go.
Smokescreen.
I know we're getting ahead of ourselves, but that could really be the steal of this draft.
Can we somehow work Smokescreen into It's a Trap by Admiral Akbar? Like, can we somehow hear Admiral Akbar say, It's a smokescreen?
We can make that happen.
It's a trap. Dan, what do you think? Admiral Akbar? It's a smokescreen.
I think after they won that battle, I think there was a smokescreen going on because I think he probably, you know.
Look, all I know is this. Many Bothans died to bring us this information. Why is Mon Mothma such a bring down? Such a downer.
She's a Debbie Downer.
I just want to let you guys know many Bothans died to bring us this information. So go ahead, have your little parties. Everybody's ecstatic.
Maybe the Bothans were just sloppy.
That's right.
You know, I mean, did you ever think maybe they didn't plan ahead?
Who cares?
Maybe they didn't
the
have
Bothans.
An exit strategy?
Maybe the Bothans should have thought of that,
you know?
Before they were all Bothany.
They made this pick quickly. Cleveland put their pick in already.
Very quickly.
Cleveland, the pick is in.
They know who they want.
The pants are down. Andrew, what do you think?
So you'd rather have, for the Jets, the defensive tackle than the guy from Alabama? The cornerback from Alabama?
The cornerback is not going to the Jets.
Okay.
This is something that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
And that's it was such lazy sort of, LOL Jets stuff to say. They traded Revis. They're going to draft Dee Milliner. They don't need a corner.
There are a number of talking heads that have predicted Cleveland will take Milner.
Well, and I think Cleveland smokescreened the crap out of it by saying, oh, he's hurt, banged up.
Right.
We examined him. He looks like crap. His legs are all miscombined. His shoulder's a mess. I love that Cleveland put that out. They were like, you don't even want to look at this guy. I'll tell you, it's a sin. He walked in the examination room. It was upsetting. So Cleveland, the pick is in. Ziggy Ansah is an interesting prospect, Cal. I really liked him a lot. If he had fallen to nine and the Jets were there, I would have taken him in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
Look at those glasses, too. He looks so smart.
He looks very Russell Westbrook-ish.
Look how smart he is. So smart. Joe, Ziggy Ansah, those glasses. He's wicked smart.
You think that's why they drafted him?
I'm more fixated on the return of these 1988 style hats.
I guess I know.
I'm older and now it's become retro. I don't know.
The Lions just drafted Urkel. Did I sack the quarterback?
They're not showing any stats from last year, but they're showing his Wonderlic scores.
Right. Which is never a good sign. Like, they can't show his 40 time, but he did really well on the intelligence test, which is really what you want out of a big, beefy defensive lineman.
Wow, the Browns look very confident right now.
My brother, again, just texted from the... We got another shout-out from Scott in Wanda. He says, "Hey, Steve, can you please play Let Love Rule by Lenny Kravitz?" I'm not familiar with that song. But he also said, "Slowest draft ever. Let's go. Let's go. I got a life to lead."
It is moving slowly.
We're not even going to get to the 13th pick at this point. Guys, what do you think here? The Browns, the pick is in. What do you think? Is it no-brainer?
Greg Richardson. I don't say no-brainer.
They did. No, Joe, they did that. They did that.
Ooh, we heard of Geno Smith.
Frankie Facciolata. Love that guy. All right, so here we go. The Browns are up. Roger Goodell is making the call. I think Milner would be the pick. Oh!
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. That's a wow factor. He is not a Jedi Sith Lord. No, it is Barkevious Mingo. He is not the fifth Lord of the Sith. No.
He's a really good jazz artist.
He is an unbelievable jazz musician.
I love that record he did with Pharoah Sanders. It was fantastic.
He's scatting for some reason.
I have the one with Thelonious Monk III, and it is live from the Pepper Room.
The Pepper Room.
Oh, it's good.
It's good stuff.
I tell you what, Jay, there's salt and pepper on it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
No, the Browns actually go outside the chalk.
That's a huge upset. Right
that's
there.
A huge upset.
All right, again, I'm going to say it again. Should Buffalo decide to prove Cal wrong and take a quarterback, we are in theory one pick away from the Jets.
We're two picks away.
Listen, I just want to warn you. You're not in a good spot if the Bills take Austin.
You may want to step down. We should let the people know at home that Jay Linder is sitting next to me. And if Tavon Austin somehow goes
to
the Buffalo Bills, you're going to want to clear a path.
No, I am talking about Floyd. Okay, fine. Floyd or Austin?
Austin. No doubt.
Okay.
No doubt.
Okay.
They took Copels last year. They have Mo Wilkerson. They have Kendrick Ellis. They signed Gary. They don't need a defensive tackle.
How tall is Austin again?
204. No, he's
how tall?
He's
3'8".
He's 3'8".
He's slightly taller than Danny DeVito.
He needs one of the grabbers at the supermarket, right? I mean, that's
right.
Okay, so...
He needs the clutching grabber to get the toilet paper down at the supermarket. He's a little person, is what we're saying. All right, so D. Milner is there still, making Jet fans very nervous.
Now the feeling is the Jets will go
so
defense with both picks?
Not necessarily.
No, I think the Jets go offense with both picks.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
My dream scenario
don't
is...
Don't you think that you want?
That's what I want.
Are you guys impressed that Andrew the Giants fan is sort of like, hey, so what are you guys gonna do?
He's got a radio background.
He's being sincere.
Actually, the feeling out there today is that Rex Bryan, being a 1 year left, will go defense because that's the side of the ball.
Right, but Rex Bryan's not making the pick.
Well, we're gonna find out.
The only way that Rex Ryan is making this pick to me is if they take Milner. Honestly, if they take the quarterback, Rex Ryan has the big... If they take an outside linebacker or a defensive tackle or whatever,
That would be facile and that would be obvious. That would be like, you know, Draper reading Dante on the beach, right? It was just like, let's make it really obvious.
Fourth Madman reference.
That was for Steve.
All right, boys, we got the Cardinals on the clock. Now we got a nice little crowd congregating. You got yourself a stew, okay? You put together a bunch of people, you got yourself a stew.
They have one of those Coors Light things over there.
How much you bench? Who do you guys like here for the Cardinals? What do you like? Jeff Loggerman, University of Virginia. He had a ponytail. How could he be bad? He was just like Gastineau, Josh. It was supposed to work. Yeah, the anchor tattoo.
I have to tell you, as we get closer and closer to the Jets pick, you're getting very animated.
I'm excited.
You're getting excited. I love it.
Cardinals really need to go offense, in my opinion.
You think?
Yeah. They need someone on the other side of Larry Fitzgerald.
I could see that. You mean like somebody like Kayvon Austin?
Possible.
I could see, could you see Sharif here? Yeah, I could see Floyd here. I could see Sharif. What do you think, Cal? Could you see Sharif Floyd?
I could see him.
Have you ever seen Sharif Floyd?
I've seen him.
Yeah, I caught him at the Bottom Line 2 years ago. What a show.
Very talented.
What a show. He showed the swim move. He did a bunch of stuff.
He's a great jazz musician.
Tremendous.
Actually, Milner here, too.
Jay Katz, the great thing about the first round of the NFL draft is all these guys with their names could be great jazz musicians. Yeah, that joke will work for 92% of the first round.
Comedy works in threes. I got one more.
Yeah. And I know, and you know what? I know exactly who it is. And I'll wait till he's drafted.
It's not DJ Fluker, is it?
Yeah. No.
That's not really a jazz name.
Yeah, DJ Fluker is your buddy. The guy you know.
Fluke?
Fluke. Everybody knows Fluke. Fluke's a good guy.
So when's Fluke getting here?
When's Fluke coming? He's like Sully. When's Sully coming?
Have you seen Sully? Anybody seen Sully?
Have you seen Sully? If we could go around this bar, everybody has a friend named Sully. I mean, that's universal.
Maybe the same guy, too.
Maybe they could all be the same guy. What's the Rangers score?
Possibly.
Oh, Andrew, you're not going to like that.
Rangers score, what is it?
3-2 Carolina.
I like it even less than what was said to me at the bar about the Giants possibly drafting Manteo Tai.
Yeah, we were talking about, you had that backwards. Manteo.
Thank
you. I like that other guy, though. What did he have?
He's got no problems whatsoever. Stand-up guy.
He is an excellent, excellent jazz musician.
He's a tremendous...
Excellent taste in girls.
He's a Hawaiian jazz musician.
What are the Cardinals going to do?
Which is not good.
Good with eHarmony.
Not good jazz. Not good jazz, by the way. All right, the Cardinals selection is in. Roger, I'm running the lead quite poorly. Goodell is at the podium.
Jonathan Cooper.
And they go Jonathan Cooper, the guard from North Carolina. So our first offensive lineman guard is off the board.
Things are getting very interesting right now.
Are they getting very interesting?
They're getting... No. No.
Why are you Chico Esquela?
I didn't say very.
Things are getting very, very interesting.
I'm getting nervous.
Kayvon.
Right.
No, but Steph. Bills are on the clock.
Cal, are you getting nervous because you're thinking Milner's a possibility now?
I'm thinking Milner's a possibility now. Now I'm nervous. Now it's official.
I think Milner's a possibility.
Oh, please, Cal. Come on.
I think.
Come on. I will quit this podcast.
If the Bills take Austin, this is going to get ugly.
There will be a Johnny Cash song playing, and I will walk out.
There's going to be a Sam Pete-sized cutout in the wall.
You mean that Cars for Kids song?
There will be a complete cartoon cutout the size of me going through the wall like this when I run out of this room. All right, Buffalo is on the clock. That's not a surprising pick, but it is surprising how this has gone so far.
It's surprising considering who's still out there.
Right. So now you're seeing a number of mocks saying that the Bills will take Kayvon Austin, thus crushing my hopes and dreams. Steph, we're about to be up on the clock. I need you guys in on the microphone. Steph, hang out, Andrew, hang out for a second. Give Steph the microphone. Let's bring in Steph. Huge Jet fan, big NFL draft guy. Been
right.
Watching the draft for a long time. Fam, put the headphones on for a sec. And of course, Dan, we're gonna need you near the microphone when they pick, just to hold me. Just poor Dan.
You're going to have to fill in for the rest of the night.
Yeah, right. Dan has the years of service that Cal has. We talked about my 7 stages of jet drafting grief. And Dan, I'm just going to need somebody to hold me. That's all. Just hold me. Tenderly.
You need a refill? No, I'm good. Thank you. That's not why you're here, though.
Yeah, plenty. Yeah. Steph,
you might need it too.
First of all, thanks for coming down, brother. Second of all, the Jets are about to be on the clock. 6 minutes left for the Buffalo Bills. This draft, we've been talking about this draft for 4 months. Every day at work, we're like, what do you think they'll do? I don't know. What do you think they'll do? They could take everybody.
Everybody?
Well, let me ask, what are we more concerned about right now? Who the Bills are going to take or who the Jets are going to take?
Bills.
Who the Bills are going to trade?
Who they going to trade?
With.
Oh.
To come up and take Tavon.
See?
I brought him on for a reason. He's a smart kid.
That's very smart. Yeah.
And he's a good earner. Smart kid.
Could be anybody.
It really could be. Do you think the Bills
they
trade
did.
This?
There it is.
Why not?
There it is.
Why not?
We have our second
trade.
There goes
Tavon. There goes Tavon Austin.
And,
gonna need a moment alone, boys.
Here comes Jeff Fisher to steal your happiness.
Well, that's Rob Ryan. It's behind this one.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, so we have a trade. The Rams have traded into the 8 with the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills obviously not wanting to take Nassib this early. And I will be shocked and stunned, Pepper Martin style, if they don't take Tavon Austin here. Right? That's the pick. I feel shocked.
Hopefully they take Geno.
Could you imagine? But they have Sam Bradford. They're not taking Geno.
They'll trade Bradford to the Jets.
They're trading Sam Bradford to the Jets. Only the Jets. LOL, Jets. I think they could take Floyd here. Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to talk myself into it.
I know. Could be Milner.
It's not going to be Milner.
Could be.
It's not.
Why not?
Not a bad assessment.
For those of you folks listening at home and here at Blue Haven, we're at lovely Blue Haven Sports Bar in New York.
For grown-ups.
I'm just doing this to hide my disappointment. Let's hear a selection from the Doobie Brothers. Let's
could
go back
Floyd.
To 1974. Right, Michael McDonald, immediately.
It's probably Austin.
Shout sweet freedom, shout light on me. That might be that's not the Doobie Brothers. I know. That's from Running Scared. I know. Couldn't think of a Doobie Brothers song right there. I couldn't.
No China Road?
Is this Shoddy's Revenge?
About China Road?
This is Shoddy's Revenge. Wow.
Now, if they take Tavon, what do you guys think we're going to do?
Trade
down. Who would take D. Milner?
You think so?
No. Oh, yeah. No, of course.
It's Rex Ryan's time.
They
why
just
not?
Want to ruin my night.
Oh, I think they might trade. I think they'll trade that shit.
I think
we'd
Dan wants to see me punch something. All I can do is harken back to college when they took Kyle Brady, and I needed to be left alone for 7 hours. Literally, after 7 hours, I wanted J.J. Stokes, desperately wanted J.J. Stokes. Of course, neither one of them turned out to be remotely good, so that's fine. Kyle Brady was a heck of a blocker for about 2 weeks.
Brian Schottenheimer just lit a cigar for some reason.
Yeah, somewhere Brian Schottenheimer has kicked his feet up and been like, ha, 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 ha. Take that, Marty Morningwig.
There goes Tavon's career.
I think Steve hopes so. Look.
And, of course, we just got, going with the Jet fans checking in. So we just got a text from Dr. E-Ray Stat who said, well, now Mingo and Ansa are gone. Austin's about to be. They're about to draft E. Milner. And I just punched a hole in my television. He's right. You know what would be amazing here is if they take Tavon Austin and then the Jets are on the clock and they take Geno Smith. Like, would that be the crazy?
No. What would be crazy is if they take Milner here and then the Jets take Geno Smith.
Right.
And they don't take Austin.
And they don't take Austin. Right.
So, I don't know what – I don't – right now, for all
the
of
The pick
our,
is in. The pick
for,
is in.
For all of our sakes here, I don't know what the right
Look,
answer is.
Look, I just want to say this before this pick comes in. Thank you guys for coming out. My night's about to be ruined. Thank you guys for coming out.
You know, your night's
it's
not
a wonderful
be,
time.
Your
no!
Night, your night's not going to be ruined. I mean, the thing we're all forgetting is the Revis trade is so fresh. They're going to pick again very shortly.
Yes, but if Tavon Austin goes here and then D. Milner goes to the Jets, you're not going to want to be around me. Something. And then, of course, 30 minutes from now, I will talk myself into it.
Yeah,
it'll be
fine.
And he's the new Revis.
It'll be fine.
Honestly.
Before we leave here, it's going to be wow. Just give him number 24.
Mevis.
He's going to be the next Revis.
Mevis.
I'm telling you.
You put Milner and Revis together, you get Mevis.
This guy's not going to hold out. He's a solid guy.
You'll see.
All right. The pick is supposedly in the Rams with the 8th pick in the draft.
Meavis.
That's taken 8.5 hours. Good job, everybody.
It did take a long time because all this time the Jets have been on the clock. It's going to happen fast.
All right. Here comes the pick from Commissioner Goodell, who has done an awful job with the league. Awful job. Just a terrible job.
Can't say that enough. Huh?
Has no clue. He's blowing into the league. And the selection
and there
is...
it is.
Dave on us.
Oh, boy.
Inevitable.
Okay.
Right. Good night, everybody. Thanks. Thanks for coming out.
Hey, Barkley, that's the USC quarterback.
You've all been great. Thanks. All right, so my phone just exploded, by the way, so that's good. Angry text. So the Jets are on the clock. Tavon Austin, who a lot of prognosticators had going to the Jets. Rex Ryan told him, we love you more than life itself. Has now gone to the Rams, who traded into that spot. We knew that this might happen, though, Cal.
Yeah, we did. This is not. It shouldn't be surprising.
So the Jets are on the clock.
Yeah, let's move on now because we've got
six minutes.
Move
on.
And
let's
so
move
now
on.
What are we seeing? Got Jet fans in the room.
I completely think that we should trade out of this pick. I mean, best overall is... Who are you going to go with?
Is Floyd at this point?
Yeah, but is Floyd really a need?
He's not a need.
I can say
he might be best overall.
I can see them taking Warmack here. If they can't trade out of this pick, which they should be able to, because the way this draft has gone, nothing has gone to chalk. There are players available that people will want to trade up for, whether it's Steve Milner, whether it's Chance Warmack even. I think this pick, guys, what do you think? This pick becomes very valuable. You
Milner,
want Milner?
We gotta replace Reavis.
Not in the first round, though. Not in the first round.
You mean labrum surgeries?
Here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing from a Jets fan perspective.
Milner's gonna be picked if we don't take him.
But you still have Cromartie. You still have Kyle Wilson. They have bigger needs. If you have bigger needs, you still have a number one corner. So you have 5 minutes left here for the Jets on the clock. I think the play is to trade out of the pick.
I think that's the consensus here, too.
Right. But if they don't, Cal, who are they taking?
If they don't trade this pick, I think they're going to take Milner. If they don't trade it.
I disagree with you.
You don't think they're going to take him?
I don't think they are.
I agree with you.
I really don't think they're going to take Milner here. I really think they're either going to take Warmack, who's good to them to this point.
Will they take Jarvis Jones here?
They could take Jarvis Jones. Is the pass rusher out of the question?
No, definitely not.
Maybe, but the way this draft has worked out, maybe that's the pick. We don't know.
Here comes Geno.
This is the, Geno Smith.
It's not going to be Geno
Smith.
There's no way. I'm kidding.
Look, if they don't trade out of the pick, if they don't trade out, it will probably be Milner. I don't agree with that at all. Because I think you have two cornerbacks there. I don't think it's a need.
I think the fact that they're 6 minutes into their time on the clock, they're trying to trade it.
I have a bigger...
Cal, I totally agree. I think they're entertaining. Obviously, they're entertaining trades here. You know, they're 6 minutes into the pick.
I have a bigger question. I'm curious, which funeral home did Sal Palantonio's make up tonight?
That would be O'Reilly's of Newark, New Jersey. If you want a dignified funeral procession.
Dignified. Classy.
Dignified. Classy.
Classy. We keep it classy.
Wow. Sal Pal. Heavy maker.
Sal.
All right. So
now,
3 minutes left on the clock here.
What about the Saints moving up right now?
What about the Saints maybe trading up to this
pick? They were thinking about moving up. Just Chris Ivory.
And Ivory. Chris Ivory is part of the deal, obviously. We know that the Jets made an overture to the Saints to get this to get Chris Ivory. They offered their fifth, supposedly, so maybe that's part of it. We don't know, Cal. We don't know.
The
Very
Falcons
exciting.
Are another possibility. They need a corner. Milner's right available right now.
Yeah.
Might be the second best player overall.
Steph, you're absolutely right. We should be thinking of teams that need a corner more than the Jets do because there's a number of them.
Can I just say something? With 3 minutes to go with the Jets on the clock, I would like to commend both Steve and Cal for having a lot of composure right now.
You know
After the Austin. Really, both of you guys.
You know, I'm a professional and I'll rise above it.
I mean, Cal's speechless, but you know, Steve, you're handling it.
They have not taken who I've wanted them to take in 27 years. So it doesn't matter. I'm used to it. All right. 2 minutes and 35 seconds left on the clock here for the Jets.
The fact that these guys have fallen
at this point in the draft leads me to think that more teams are going to want to trade up.
Yep, I
have
totally
a better
agree.
Shot at trading right now.
I totally agree, Cal.
And because it's taking so long.
You know what? That guy at the Jets table looks too much like Mike Tannenbaum. Get him out of there.
Which one?
I don't want somebody who even looks like Mike Tannenbaum associated with the pick.
I don't like the fact that
they look like a combo.
They're on headsets and nobody's speaking.
Nobody's speaking.
Like, what are they doing?
Are full.
Now they're showing a picture of Geno Smith. If you really want to see this place get rocking, they're showing a picture of
Geno. It could be worse with Ryan Nassib.
All right,
that's right.
As long as there's no picture of Ryan Nassib right now. All right, let me ask. Would you be okay with Geno Smith?
No. Yes, I would.
What do you think?
It's on the record.
Not at the 9.
Okay.
I would absolutely be okay.
Considering
with
who's left right now and who they could pick.
Not a terrible pick, but I guess for the value, I guess he's the best quarterback.
Now they're taking it down to a minute 35.
Come on, Isdick.
I think there's got to be, but if there is a trade, they're leaving the other team. The other team knows who they're taking.
Exactly.
Because you leave them no time on the clock. So this is, I tell you what.
Is it possible the Jets could be pulling a Vikings here? So
yeah, they're just
gonna,
not making a pick.
Someone's just going to jump over them?
Only the Jets would not make a pick here and go Viking style and get jumped. This would be great if that happened. All right, a minute left. 5 months of work. A minute left. Man, I need another hobby.
This feels like a...
Three or four pick a pick.
This feels like that New Year's Eve where the clock's ticking down.
The clock has gotten red.
Your girl dumped you on December 26th.
And congratulations, Jets. You're the first team to take the clock down to red.
Well, they made a pick.
They made a pick. The pick
is
in.
The pick is in.
So no trade.
Josh, you all right?
All right. Warmack would be okay.
We had to check in with Josh. Again, we have about 13 minutes left in the live stream. We're going to keep going.
It would be a shame to wait this long for Milner.
It would really be a shame.
After all this?
Yeah. If they take Milner, Cal, I'm going to the best.
I feel like we just end the show right. Wait.
We just end the show right now. The pick is in.
Well, last year you thought Ingram's coming.
They're showing D. Milner.
We did think it was Ingram.
Who needs corrective lenses, by the way.
They're showing D. Milner, who has a lovely vest tie combo on. Looks very good. He looks also like he's waiting tables maybe later. Maybe.
Try the veal.
I'd rather have
Cal.
It's
gotta be a trade, right?
No, the pick is in.
No, the pick is
in. It would say that it's a trade.
Cal, please don't yell at me. I'm very fragile right now.
I'm getting nervous. Sorry.
I'd rather have Tyron Mateo. Be honest with you.
Yeah, I'd rather have him in the third round. All right. Adam Schefter is telling us that the Jets have blown into it again. The Jets are completely blowing.
Oh, and there's a list of D. Milner surgeries.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So clearly they're taking D. Milner. Ah, good job, everybody.
Look at that.
None of those really are...
Torn labrum, hernia surgery, knee scope, tibia.
All
right.
Minor stuff, though.
Yeah, that's...
Had a hangnail. Also has had several
He had his feelings hurt a few times.
No, it's only because the Jets are picking. Obviously.
Did not get very sentimental. All right. Here we go. Commissioner Goodell.
Here comes the back of the Daily News.
Really doesn't care about player safety.
And he had the shingles.
Coming to the podium again. With the ninth pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select, get ready to boo. Get ready to boo.
Oh, they're happy.
D. Milner. Cornerback, Alabama.
Good job, Rex.
So the Jets have selected D. Milner with their ninth pick in the draft. Clearly, they couldn't get anybody to trade with him. I honestly think that is the truth.
Great. Completely. 100%.
And they took the top player on their board, and I think this is... Well, I'm going to go through the seven stages right here on the air.
Denial.
I don't think you're going to be able to...
Denial.
Come out
they
on
didn't
this
just take him. Did they just take D. Milner?
Well, who do you need to stop Tavon Austin?
I cannot believe for a second.
That's a good point.
You're going against Tavon Austin, my friend. You're going against...
Look... I am not gonna. Yeah. This is not gonna turn into a Sam Pete justified mistake.
Rex just tweeted.
You know I like Milner from the beginning of the year.
Dan, say that again.
Rex just tweeted he's the best corner in the league.
He's the best corner ever to play. We just drafted future Hall of Famer D. Milner.
You know I had a crush on him earlier in the year.
I know you did, Steph, but the pick
but
does
we
not
didn't
make
need
sense
him
to me.
I agree. We did a Giants. We went best overall. You know, what can you do?
But Sharif Lloyd is the best overall, in my opinion.
I don't like it.
Arguable, but do you think we need a three technique? Unless we're going to move to a 4-3 completely.
All I'm saying is this.
We have two linebackers that play the middle. You have to figure it out.
Had far greater needs than cornerbacks. Even training Darrell Revis.
Don't worry, the Jets are going to trade up and get Xavier Rhodes right now.
And the taking a cornerback here when you have so many other needs and you still have Antonio Cromartie and Kyle Wilson on the roster, a former first-round pick from 3 years ago, is just doesn't make sense to me.
All right, now do bargaining.
Hold on. Let's bring in Joe Capp.
You got Capp?
We got Joe Capp.
All
right.
Let's bring in Joe Capp from TurnOnTheJets.com. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We'd be better if they didn't just take D. Milner.
I hear you. Initial reaction is not thrilled with the pick for reasons I just overheard you guys saying. On a roster filled with so many holes, cornerback is might be the least of them. I just don't understand it, especially for a guy who's probably going to start training camp on the pup list.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. It really doesn't make any sense. And I don't understand. I mean, what's the feeling there? You're at a huge Jets draft party. What was the feeling?
I would say it was 50-50 between people being very happy or very, very upset with the pick. My guess, the only two comments I could say is that they probably were just saying, we're taking the best player available at 9 if we can't trade back. They couldn't find a trading partner. They probably had Milner as the highest guy left on their board. And for anybody who thinks Rex Ryan is 100% a lame duck coach, this pick has his fingerprints all over it, so I wouldn't rush to say that quite yet.
Right, and that's the thing we were saying too, Joe, is that we said it about, 40 minutes ago, that if the only way that Rex Ryan has any sort of input and is in on this pick is if Milner is taken. And sure enough, he was. And I'm really surprised that they did this. Do you think that it was for lack of a trading partner and they just said take the best player available? I know you just sort of said that, but is that your gut feeling?
That's the only way this makes any kind of sense. And to me, it means that they had Milner rated that much higher on their board than Starr or than Warmack, because both those guys fill bigger needs and they passed on them. So you heard Schefter say some people think Milner is the best defensive player in this draft. Clearly the Jets thought that. Or they don't pull the trigger on him at 9. But the thing is, it's just not that great of a need. You do want to take the best player available, but he's trying to trade Kyle Wilson now. But can you not do that? Because Milner's going to start the season start training camp on the pup list. It's a bit of a frustrating selection. Last year, Cole seemed like a frustrating selection, and he's panned out so far to this point. So probably the rush of judgment. Let's see what happens at 13. But obviously a bit of a surprise and a bit of a disappointment.
Joe, what do you think they're going to do now at 13? Do you think they're going
to
trade back?
I think they're going to try like hell to trade back to San Francisco or Atlanta. And if they can't, if Warmack or Starr are on the board, both remain reasonable options, or maybe Eifert. But I think you're going to see them really try as hard as possible to trade back.
I don't think they care about the offense, Joe. I still don't think they care about the offense. I still have decided that they want to win game 7-6. Because they're playing in the NFL from 5 years ago. They brought in an offensive coordinator who was supposed to bring the team into the 20th century. Okay? And you have quarterback there on his last leg, give him nothing to work with. And you draft a cornerback just because you lost one. It just defies logic.
Your frustration is not misplaced. I hear it, and I was not happy at all once I finally got word of the pick on Twitter, and it's surprising, and you have a right to be disappointed. I mean, this is an offense that needs to be revamped.
The Rangers just scored.
It's a surprising and disappointing pick. Let's see what they do at 13.
Is the feeling there that they're going to trade? I totally agree with you. Cal and I totally agree with you that they were trying to trade desperately out of that spot, and it almost seems like a panic. Is the feeling there that now they will turn the 13 into more picks?
That is the hope and the expectation here.
I'm sorry, Joe, we lost there for a second. That is the hope, though,
no
that
problem.
they
That's the hope and the expectation, that they'll try to trade down or trade down and get more picks in this area.
Right. Last thing for you, Joe, before we let you run. Are you having a good time there?
I am having a good time. Nice to meet a lot of the friendly people on Twitter. And it's been fun. And you know, let's hope our team breaks a little better.
I hope so, too. Are all the TOJ boys there? Are you guys well represented or what?
We're well represented. I think we got about six of us here. We got Minnie, Chris Gross, Mike Donnelly, Mike Nolan, Rob Saletti. So we're five deep. We got a starting NBA team.
Beautiful. Well, we're going to have to prepare ourselves for another, unless they completely turn this draft around, we're going to have to prepare ourselves for another 3 to 4 months of LOL Jets. So we hope you'll come on.
Brace yourself from Mount Parkway at 13. You never know with this team.
Yeah, absolutely. They could take Matt Barkley at 13. They could. they could take Ryan Nassib at 13. Just completely.
Just to shorten all our lives a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Joe, thanks for a couple of minutes, and then we'll get you on for a full one once they hit training camp. Okay, brother?
Absolutely. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Joe Caparoso from TurnOnTheJets.com, which is the best Jets website. And he's expressing the same. Now, he's at a very big draft event tonight.
And he said it was 50-50 where he was.
Yeah.
There's
a very big draft event for this new app called U Stadium that they're coming out with. And there's another Jet blog and show called Five Live or whatever that is sponsoring the thing. And we have another call. Should we take Dr. E-Ray?
Yeah, let's put him on.
Let's get Dr. E-Ray in here.
I can't imagine he's happy.
I can't imagine. Dr. E-Ray sat joined us. Evan. WTF.
Yeah, hello. How are you?
How are you?
We're more concerned about you.
Well, I mean, listen, you knew this phone call was happening. You've already expressed my emotion about this. I couldn't be more, I can't say a positive thing about it. You know how I feel. The audience doesn't know how I feel, but you've expressed it very clearly. I don't see the need to draft a cornerback, to replace a cornerback. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it really. I don't know if you heard Joe Caparoso on with us, Ev. I don't know if you caught that.
I caught the end of it. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's at that U Stadium event with a lot of Jet fans, actually Jet players and stuff like that. And he said that it was 50-50 inexplicably. That there are, and I can't imagine too many people that like this pick because it means what you said, Ev, that Rex is still running the show.
Yeah, that's the problem that I have. That was the fear that I had. But the other thing is that, like, I mean, you read different publications, and first of all, most people aren't even sold he's the best cornerback. He's going to start the season on the pup list. This is not a sure thing at 9, even if we did lose Revis.
Right. Well, I agree. Yeah, that's the problem with it.
And then it gets worse because now the Titans just took Chance Warmack.
He's off the board, so he'll be available at 13. And
I mean, this is the doomsday scenario that we talked about.
Yeah, this is from a fan standpoint. If you've been following the Jets for a long time, coming into this offseason and stuff, this is actually working out to be literally the doomsday scenario was Nassib. That would have made me walk out on the team forever, and I would have been a Toronto Argonauts fan tomorrow.
The fact that the three tackles went early, meaning that none of them fell, the fact that Tavon Austin was taken, traded up and taken, the fact that Cleveland didn't take Dee Milner, which we all hoped he would, it was the worst case scenario for them. And now, Warmack being gone at 10, it just gets worse.
Yeah, now, Ev, what do you think they're going to do at 13? There's a lot of talk. We were just talking to Joe Caparoso. Hoping that they trade that pick down. What do you think, Ed?
I tell you what, I don't think they can. I think everyone is going to sense the Jets' desperation. They're going to try to fleece them, and it's not going to happen. And the Jets are going to force to do exactly what they did at 9 and take somebody that should at a too high of a value like tight end.
I totally agree with you. I think it's all in on the Jets. Like, haha, nobody wants to trade up now because you took Milner.
you took the guy that you could trade for. You took the guy that everybody might have traded for, the best cornerback in the draft. We're about to lose the live feed, which means we're gonna lose your call. But last thing, if they keep the 13, who do they take?
I think the way this is going is I think they're gonna take the tight end.
They're gonna take Eifert.
I'll tell you what, or they'll take Jarvis Jones, and then and that's not a bad pick, I guess, at that spot.
It's just a disaster. Thanks, Ev, for joining us and taking a couple seconds.
All right.
I feel like
great,
the news report.
Great show, guys. Right.
Thanks, brother.
Great show, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right. So we're about to lose the live feed of the show, but that doesn't matter. We keep going. We keep recording. It'll be on the podcast. You can get the podcast on iTunes, by the way, just FYI. If you want to hear yourself screaming at the Jets' awful show.
You might actually benefit from a tape delay when it comes to the Jets 13 pick. We might not want this to be live.
That's right. So we're about to go to podcast land. So thank you all for joining us. Thanks to Blue Haven, Rory, Dermot, Bree, our server here. The place is great. www.bluehavennyc.com for details.
Okay, it's RTU After Hours. All right.
Pick 11 is in for the Chargers, so we'll see who they pick.
Right. Okay.
A point on Milner, and I need to...
All right, stop back.
The expert W.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want you to curse. I'm totally naming my next band Ohm.
Oh, body.
That's what I said when I picked Ohm. Oh,
body.
It does sound like a curse.
All right, the Chargers are about to make the 11th selection overall. Let's keep the show going until the Jets pick again.
Yeah,
and then we'll wrap it.
TJ Fluker.
TJ, oh, that's a nice pick.
Terrific.
Oh, what a great pick. What a smart, intelligent pick. Oh, how good. How nice for the San Diego Chargers.
Hey, Jay Linder, why is Sharif Floyd falling?
I don't know. He showed up. He had, like, the Rick Ross sunglasses and fat beard going on. I really don't know what happened here. I'm a little confused.
I mean, we're at the 12th pick now. And the Raiders now are on the clock. They will be picking, and this is...
And they can get Floyd.
And they can get Floyd.
And Gary Myers had him going at number 3.
Steph, they can get Floyd here. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable when the Raiders are doing the smart thing in the draft. You know things are out of whack.
Out of whack.
Listen to me. I want to bring up a point about Milner.
Please do.
Because I made this point earlier today.
I love him. Well, how long has it been?
Oh, stop.
I love the guy. Tremendous pick by the Jets.
What you've just done now.
You put him in Revis' shoe.
This has become a farce. Yes, you've now put all of the pressure in the world.
Congratulations.
On Dean Milner, because he is now replacing the best cornerback in the league. And those comparisons will be there forever. As long as he's a Jet, he's going to be compared to Revis. You can't shake it.
That's the ancillary point here, Cal. The ancillary sort of story here. Until, especially when he holds out. Right, Dan. Exactly. He should hold out just like Revis. Just to be like Revis.
You were supposed to put your players in a position to succeed. And what they've done now is they put them in a position to fail.
Yep. Absolutely. That's a tremendous point.
I think that's known as the anger and bargaining stage of grief. I love Wikipedia.
You just looked up the 7th stage of grief, didn't you?
Sure I did.
Yeah.
Garbage. I'm really unhappy.
Jay,
with this
team. Honestly, Linda, though, you can understand from a Jet fan's perspective right now why we're discussing, right?
Oh, of course. Of course. Of course. I mean, you know.
Like it's Dopeyville. You need.
If it were possible.
The new town.
If it were truly possible to temporarily forget about the Revis trade, just think, okay. I'm a Jets fan. We have picks 9 and 13 this year. We're going to take the best players on the board or the best players we think that we feel we need on the board. I don't have a huge problem with Milner, but all things considered,
You have so many other needs.
That's the problem.
It was not a great pick.
It's not. It just doesn't make sense. Well, we got a little Ranger game score here.
The Rangers have won the game. They've just clinched the playoffs.
The Rangers have won the game. It took you long enough. Yeah, we've been there for a couple days. Enjoy. Good luck, guys. Josh, took you long enough. How big's that payroll, huh? How big's that payroll? Nice. You got the 8 seed. Congratulations.
You
got to give the Rangers fans crap. You have to.
Well, the Islanders lost tonight, so the Rangers are tied with them now.
We're going to be the 8 seed.
We're going to be the 8 seed.
And here come the Penguins. I was just kidding. And we match up against the Penguins, not well. The Rangers, so congratulations to that ridiculously overpaid, underachieving team. Good job. Took you to the second last game of the season to make the playoffs. Good job, everybody. Hey, look. We'll give you one cup every 84 years. Enjoy. Yes. Well played. Jay Mafali.
I think we'll do that after the Jet pick.
So what are we looking at? Are we looking at Jarvis Jones?
Right now,
if the Raiders really wanted Floyd, why are they taking 9 minutes?
Right. Why is the Raiders taking 9 minutes for the guy they wanted all along?
I believe they might be trying to trade again.
The Jets are trading up
to the 12
to take Ryan Nassib.
If the Raiders don't take Floyd, at what point as a Giants fan do I start thinking, hey,
soon?
Nah, not till 15, 16.
Okay, fair enough.
Too soon.
Why isn't this taking so long?
Why is the Raiders? Now, the Raiders are in the red. Dan, who do the Raiders take here? Cliff Branch? Who do they take? Lyle Alzado? Who's the pick here?
Todd Christensen?
As he holds his mic so daintily. And has a ridiculous mustache.
And perm. The pick is in.
And perm.
It took him 9 minutes to make this pick.
I like how you threw the end perm in. End perm. It was a fantastic perm, by the way.
He had a nice head of hair.
Why is it taking Roger Goodell 37 minutes to get to the podium? And of course, Chucky just took off his ridiculous glasses. Because he's apparently thinking he said they make me look really old. John Gruden had glasses. I was like, oh, no, the camera's on. I look so old.
Meanwhile, Al Davis Sr. is leading in to try to hear.
What's that? But he's dead. His brother's dead, too.
I thought it was his father.
It does look like Al Davis's brother. The brain trust for the Raiders is an aggregate 96 years old. Collectively, the three gentlemen there are averaging. And it got younger because Al Davis
died. Well, they are consulting the Stratomatic guy to football.
This guy
right
on
now.
The left is very nervously, like, you know, biting his nails. Like, yeah.
The guy on the left making the pick thing. Is like, Al wouldn't like this. And they're like, don't worry about it. He's dead. Doesn't make a difference. Fine.
If this
dead.
Is Eifert, what are you going to do?
I don't want Eifert.
You don't want him?
No, I don't love the Eifert.
Okay.
At this 13 now, I don't even care
anymore.
Does
it matter?
I don't even care anymore. They've blown the draft.
They did.
I don't mean that in a filthy way.
No.
I just mean...
They just screwed it up.
They screwed up the draft, as I knew they would. As only the Jets can.
You know what's frustrating, though? They've got Idzik now. We had hopes for Idzik.
Yeah.
Maybe they bring some sense and sensibility to this.
With Gwyneth Paltrow.
First of all, we've gone with Trip to Bountiful and now
Sense and Sensibility.
It's
looking a lot more like Howard's End, I think. I don't
This show is very delicate. It's a sensitive show. It's a journey, more than anything. Starring Emma Thompson. Always Emma Thompson.
I almost feel like...
Kat, do you ever get Emma Thompson? Looking like Emma Thompson? No? Do you ever get... What? That's not... Emma Thompson.
When is the game going to start?
When do they start playing the sport ball?
When are they going to play the sport ball? It's very confusing.
It's very confusing. The Raiders have selected Geraldine Page.
DJ Hayes.
The Raiders.
DJ Hayes. Who the Jets probably could have had.
Who the Jets could have easily had. Easily. And you know what? He probably won't be on the PUP to start the season.
Probably.
Just saying.
Oh, boy.
Do you get the feeling at this point you just want this pick to be over with so we can
go
home?
I really do. So the Jets are on the clock. We're back. Dan, Jet fans, we're back on the clock. All right? What are we going to do? What are you going to do? This is Ryan Nassib time, right? This is Matt Barkley time, right? This is Geno time. Warmack's gone. He's gone. He's dead. We got nothing. Is this Cordarrelle Patterson time? No. I don't want him. I'm saying the Jets will blow this pick and do something stupid.
Like Kenny Vaccaro?
And take a guy they have already.
They could put Vaccaro back there. Why not?
The hope here is, honestly, every Jet fan, the hope here is they trade out of this pick. Can they be Tessio and make the smart... Who's that celebrating? Who's that? Oh, that's DJ Hayden. Don't panic. That's okay. We didn't draft another cornerback. Boy, they are really trying to make up for Revis. Steph, give me some of that. Go ahead. We have Coors Light Towers here at Blue Haven. Cal, you want a little Coors Light?
No.
So it's gotten so upsetting. So the Jets, 5 minutes left on the clock. Let's hope they take the whole 10 minutes again. Just to further illustrate that, wow, there's a picture of DJ Hayden with his shirt off that he took himself.
You think they take Star? Well, how do you pronounce it?
Star Latuatelele?
You take him?
Steph, you take Star here? You take Sharif Floyd here? I would take Floyd. I cannot believe something's wrong with this guy.
That's the problem. If you take Floyd here, something's wrong with him. Now you're stuck with him.
Right. Sharif Floyd is the best player available right now. I mean, I would not have a problem with that pick. Oh, mad is not a word.
There's no Jarvis Jones possibility, right?
Right.
Well, there's a huge possibility.
There's a huge possibility here.
That's my fear.
I would quote John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It's not a big enough word. Not a big enough word for how I would feel about that pick. Hate,
Geno Smith?
Hate is not a big enough word. Because they took D. Miller.
And there's Geno Smith. Every time you say it, they put him up on the screen.
And there's Geno Smith texting. I'm a Jet. All right, here it is.
He's running around Radio City with his arms outstretched like a Jet.
Look, here's the thing, guys. They've blown the ninth pick, but they do have a lot of options here at the 13th. Hopefully they trade out and generate more picks. Now they're down to 4 minutes, so I don't think they are.
Well, they're trying to trade again, I bet.
They're trying to trade out again, and everybody else in the league is sort of saying, like,
nah. What do you define as, I have to ask the question, and this is not to jinx anything, it's actually quite the opposite, to sort of flush it out. What do you define as your contingency pick here? If they don't trade the pick and they're going to take someone, who do you settle for here? Who's like the...
If they take Floyd, I'm okay.
You're okay.
Yeah,
okay. And what's the worst thing they could do here? What would be the worst pick they could do?
Ryan Nassib, but we
know that's not going to happen, though. That's,
we do?
How do we know
that? I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen. And if it happens, I've caused it to happen, then...
I tell you, the guy I would like to see them almost select here now is Eifert. Is now go offense at some point.
But you didn't want it. You just said not even 3 minutes ago.
You know,
I don't want it.
Cal, it's a fluid situation. We're in the war room here. I'm changing my mind.
Can they at least get
some offense?
There's no fighting. It's the war room.
No fighting in the war room. Thank you, George.
I think he's the best option right now.
Can you do something for the offense? You know, can you give some sort of... indication that you care about scoring points? You're not going to win every game 7-6. Anymore.
They're not going to lose a lot of games 7-6 this year.
That's true. They're going to lose a lot of games 37-6.
Would Manti Te'o be the worst?
That would be the worst.
Right,
there it is. Good job, Cal. What do you think, guys? They want to trade out? I would take Jones here, though. I wouldn't kill it.
I would rather Eifert.
I think they need to go offense at some point. But I tell you what, if it was Sharif Floyd, I wouldn't be upset. I mean, somehow this guy has slipped down to 13.
I think there's a problem there, and I don't want to get stuck with the problem.
Cal clearly has his drug test. It's a deep draft.
So trade down.
And again, Sal,
Sal, I
want to go to the Irish Wink after this. Like, Sal looks like he's a coach.
Minute 30 left for the Jets. His teeth are extraordinarily white, too.
They sure are
getting
their money's
job.
Worth on the clock, huh, tonight. These guys run it all the way down.
They're showing Geno Smith, which would just bring hilarity to Jets Nation. Here's the thing, guys.
I would take him.
I think, again, the Jets have tried to trade out of this pick, and they haven't been able to. I think that's it. Now we're down to a minute. And we get into the red again. Couldn't we have a pick before the red? So it looks like we know what we're doing. All right, here it is.
No, it's not here yet.
Yeah, this is.
And the pick is in.
And the pick is in. With a whole 40 seconds left.
They've had the camera on Geno Smith for 5 minutes straight.
They have had the camera on Geno the whole time.
I would take him. I'm sorry.
Are we going?
Yeah.
I would take him.
Cal wants Geno Smith. It's on the record.
I don't want him.
Eddie Lacy. Are we going to go Eddie Lacy? Eddie Lacy.
No, too soon.
Too soon. ESPN is willing this to happen, by the way.
Yeah, ESPN is officially trying to will Geno Smith to the Jets.
There's a producer in the war room saying, you've got to make this pick.
Please make this pick. Please. Every writer at the New York Daily News is like, oh, man, it's gone so well. Please take Geno Smith right now. Please. I would have material for the next 6 months. Please. They want Tao. They do. They do want Manti Te'o. Once again, Roger Goodell is apparently taking, it was in the West Wing, just, you know, watching porn, and is taking 4 minutes to get to the stage.
I think that's a leap.
Well, what's he doing,
Cal? I don't think he's doing it.
Look, I've been in Radio City. It's not that big. Get to the stage. I mean, gee whiz.
My goodness.
And Roger Goodell, who really could stop concussions tomorrow in the NFL if he wanted to. Here, Vaccaro, it could be.
Geno Smith.
Sheldon Richardson. Defensive tackle from Missouri. And I would use the word to describe Jet fans right now at the draft as confused.
He's a second team All-SEC, at least.
Oh, boy.
So
Sheldon? Sheldon, he does your taxes. He's not a defensive tackle.
Steve, I want to go back to what you said earlier.
If you have a root canal, Sheldon's your man.
I want to go back to what you said earlier this evening. You were very clear, very definitive. Rex Ryan is not making these picks.
Yeah.
Would you like to revisit that?
I would.
Please.
I would like to rescind that entirely. Rex Ryan is making all the picks. I mean, look, it doesn't matter where they had him ranked or how good he is. He's a defensive tackle on the worst offensive team in the history of the NFL. The worst. And he's a 4-3 defensive tackle, no less. And they play a 3-4. I can't, Cal. I can't.
This has not gone well tonight.
What? It just doesn't. I can't. I have no words.
Nope.
I think you need to go to the bathroom.
No team has had two of the top 13 picks in the draft in like 15 years. And this is what.
Hate is not a strong enough word. Not. It's absolutely ridiculous. I don't get it. Look, I know the guy's a player. He's a fine player. What are you doing?
But it's not what they needed.
It's not even remotely what they need.
Sorry, why him over Floyd again?
There were a lot of mocks that had him over Floyd.
Something's wrong with Floyd.
And maybe they know something that he slipped all the way to 13. I'm not killing them for taking him over Floyd. I'm killing them for taking him, period. It's not a need. This is the worst offensive. Look, Mark Sanchez right now is somewhere in Southern California going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
There are 22 starting positions on the field, right, on offense and defense. They probably have, what would you say,
nine positions to fill.
Right. And
they just took two players where they have the position filled.
And depth.
And depth.
Not only are they starters, they've got depth.
I'm going to the bathroom. Carry the podcast.
Steve's walked out.
I've never seen him this upset.
Oh no, this is ridiculous. I told you.
Well, you know, it's all too much, all too soon. I mean, the fact that this is coming on the heels of the Revis trade is just that's a lot. That's a lot, I think, for any Jets fan to really have to absorb,
well,
right?
Well, specifically Stampede. I mean, Dan, we've seen this movie before, right? We've seen this before with. Yeah, I mean, this is my fear. Now this actually went much more horribly than I expected it to. But my fear was if they didn't get Austin, that he would get this sort of reaction.
You know, you got to figure they had a contingency plan for that happening,
right?
And this must have been it, but I wonder if that was the pick that they were gunning for. With the nine.
What I don't like, what doesn't feel right to me, is the fact that they took so long with their time. They had 10 minutes on the clock four times. They ran it all the way down, and this is what they wound up with. You have to think they were trying to trade it, right?
Or is it indecisiveness? I mean, what is it? If you want to believe what you read, that you know things that Jet decisions are going to be by a 2/3 majority, right?
Well, if Rich Ryan counts as 2/3.
You know, no, but I mean, if that's the case, then is it a fact that they couldn't get a deal done, or is it the fact that there's some discord or disagreement between the new regime and the old?
Part of me feels like they're trying, like they're in there trying to work deals, and they're trying to make their pick, and Rex Ryan is just jumping up and down obnoxiously saying, no, take this guy. And finally, they just relent and like, all right, fine, we'll take him.
You never know what's going on behind the scenes. The scrambling going on there, but it's tough to watch two first round picks go by and we still don't have an explosive player on offense.
And two high picks.
Right.
9 and 13, it's not like you're late in the first round.
And it's just more on the defense.
It's disappointing to say the least.
But again, how much of, I mean, you know, throwing it out there, how much of that is due to the Jets botching this draft, or how much of that is due to the fact that this was not an offensive-rich draft pool?
I wonder, are the offensive linemen who got picked early on, is it because that they are tremendous talents, or is it because we are bereft of skill players in this draft, and those are safe picks?
I think it's the latter.
I think those are clearly safe picks, but you know, knowing that, why would you not build for next year then? You know, what are you doing? Trade the picks, trade down, and then get your skill players next year. They're not going to have a good year. No matter who they drafted this year, they weren't going to be a playoff team. So you're going to have a high pick next year. I just don't understand. It's disappointing because I thought Izik was going to come in and kind of change things over. And it's just, I had the same old Jets. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, as a spectator of the draft, you know, we want something to cheer about. We don't know where this is going, but I think the mantra of Jet fans has been Izik seems like a seasoned, smart GM, and we feel like we've just got to trust him and just watch the plan unfold. And so, you know, this is kind of part of it. It's just, there's not much to jump up and down about right now.
It just doesn't make sense. But still, it doesn't make sense. Like, I understand we have to trust him and let it unfold. I can't logically come up with a reason for this, though. Can you? I mean, what do you think? How do you feel, Dan? Do you like these picks? Are you okay with them?
I think the Milligan pick is an awkward pick. It seems awkward. But, you know, I can only read this as the gaping holes on offense. They just did not feel like they wanted to waste a mid-round pick on the talent that was available. And, you know, that is like the blight of the Jets, right? We have a 9 and a 13 in the draft where there's no explosive players.
Right.
You know, and why couldn't it have been another year, basically? And that's, we're just going to have to live with that.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, they could have traded down. They could have traded down, or maybe they couldn't have. Maybe they tried, and they couldn't have. Because that would have been, based on what they took, the prudent thing would have been to trade down and acquire more picks, but I don't know.
You know, when my
heart drops in the draft. Did we lose you? Go ahead.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Yeah. When my heart drops in the draft is when I watch the Patriots pick.
Yeah.
And then I realize, oh,
right.
Wow.
Oh, we could have
yeah,
done that.
Yeah, we could have had that.
How'd they do that?
Yeah.
It's like they put some sort of stell on the entire
exactly.
league. And nobody thinks of that possibility. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, yeah, at 31, they've just the starting running back.
Do the safe picks, does this just all underscore the idea that, granted, we know that the Jets are looking at a rebuilding year. We know that they're probably not going to make the playoffs. We know that you know they if they're lucky they're looking at 4 to 5 wins. But does all this underscore the idea that Rex is a dead man walking?
I think so. I think it's very clear he's a dead man walking.
That Rex is
a dead man walking.
I think it's very clear he's a lame duck, and I think that this was his desperate attempt to hold on to some sort of control over the team.
And look, he's got two chips there for his defense. And I think the devastating thing as a fan to watch this unfold right now is that we're so desperate to see something new on offense. And right now it's hard to accept that we're not right now.
Well, and let's, you know, that brings a very good point that Tim Tebow is still on his roster. Let's not forget that. Talk about, you know, things.
And that's hard to believe. And it goes back to the mantra of, if it seems like a smart, reasonable man, and we hope his plan makes sense. But it's hard to watch this roster look the way it does right now. It's hard to hear about minicamp. And Tebow in a Jet jersey still with what we just endured.
I mean, I think we wanted so badly to believe that Idzik was going to come in and change things, that maybe he wasn't. Maybe he wasn't. You know, maybe we were wrong about him. It's too early to write him off, obviously. But in his first draft, I don't think he covered himself in glory.
Hard to say. I mean, you know, again, shifting expectations with the Jets. He didn't cover himself with glory, but the truth is, I mean, you know, if there wasn't a deal to be made and he was forced to make the selections he did, they are safe choices, and one would have to think this is just the first step in a long journey for this team.
We're going to find out when Steve comes back and he's all on board with these things.
Steve's never coming back.
He might not come back, that's true. I don't know where he just disappeared. There
Steve just bought a Seahawks jersey, and he's moving to downtown Seattle.
We're gonna bring Sam Pete back in right now for a final word on the draft.
It's good to be back.
Steve, 2013.
I just
draft.
Got wrapped up in an unbelievable conversation with some Jets and Giants fans. Super passionate.
What do you got? Do you come back with a different perspective?
No.
Okay.
But I did come back with the perspective of the Jet and Giant fans.
What do you got? I want to know.
They love Milner.
Really?
Love it.
Wow.
They are crazy about that pick. The Giant fan, of course, said they're doing just what the Giants do. Doesn't matter what you have at the position, you take the best player available. So our disagreement then became Milner's not the best player available.
At that point, he wasn't.
Yeah. And the Jet fans are like, you have to replace Revis, but you take the best player available, and it's a good pick. And then who's our starting defensive tackle? So now we have one. I guess Kendrick Ellis, who they took 2 years ago in the third round, who's going to be the starting defensive tackle, doesn't matter. I disagree, but we had a great, passionate, fun conversation about it.
Good.
What's that? No, I was done with that. I think they were getting upset with me because I was still touting Tavon Austin.
still trying to make Tavon Austin somehow be on the Jets.
And what are you going to do with the Tavon Austin jersey that you sewed
charity.
Together?
Charity.
Yeah, we'll give that to charity. He sewed it together himself.
Hey, before we leave, Redskins guys, what do you got?
Guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Hey, take it easy. I didn't call you, you know, a serial rapist. Take it easy.
Almost.
What do you got? You guys don't have a first, right? Right. Oh, that's fine. That's worth RG3. That's worth RG3, absolutely. So you guys don't pick till the third?
No, we got
51 second round. What do you think? Where are you going? It'll be a need pick and best available.
Need pick. Second round. The kid from Boise State. I don't know his name, but that's
okay.
Who they're targeting. But he might not be there.
How much do you love RG3?
I love
him. Is it awkward?
A little bit. I mean, I was in like a serious state of depression for like 3 weeks when he tore his ACL. It was really sad.
If you need a quarterback, I think the Jets have a couple of that.
Yeah, we have a bunch of corners.
Yeah,
we're filthy with them. Lousy.
They have no assets to trade, so.
That's it. It doesn't matter for the Jets.
Thank you for coming down. Good luck in the draft. Good luck the rest of the way.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I did ask the Giant fans who they thought or who they would like now as the draft is breaking this way. And they said Ogletree.
Not Foot.
What's that?
Not Foot.
Not Foot?
I think Floyd withdrew from the draft. I think that's the reason why he hasn't been picked.
Sharif Floyd politely declined being drafted. You know what? I'm good.
Ogletree has been kicked around as the Giants pick for some time. I mean,
I had a big lunch.